Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Out.
many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, I hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And he messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him, and then you felt like you wasn't worthy, and so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room, and I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me, and I said, I want you to do this graph for me, and that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on not meant to be way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, now, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a problem.
I'm talking Beamer all clean, fit too mean. Finger all shiny on my baby's diamond ring. I was on a high till I caught onto the scene. Swear I lost my heart when I fell in love with things. Rookie year went broke like Jalen Rose. Got the price, sold my soul to the things I own. Switched up, locked in and got my mind right. Prioritizing, got my business and my time right.
Okay, we're...
My bad, y'all been talking and everything. We didn't know we was muted. That's how y'all know this boy, it's fresh. We out here. But what's up, everybody? Man, welcome back to another episode of the interview series featuring, you know, Sharnice and myself. And then we have some special guests for you guys this week. Super excited to bring them on. But before that, what I want you to do is make sure you share this live with at least 3 to 5 people that y'all know that should be on here gathering this. And man, like I said, it's blessed, man. We got family on today, man. So this gonna be a dope one.
Yes, sir. I'm super excited. I got my cousin coming on here. She's about to drop so many gems and I'm so proud of her. I tell her this all the time because I've had so many people reach out and wanting to learn and know about mobile home investing. And she literally hopped in it and killed it. She going to talk about all the things that she do, and she a hustler, like do everything, even outside of mobile home. So I'm super excited for her to come on and just talk about her journey and the deal she's done.
Yes, man. So before we get into it, for one, again, make sure you guys are sharing this live, right? Share this live with at least 3 to 5 people. And once you share, I want you to put done in the comments. Make sure you have not. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And that way you can catch these weekly interview series. And then make sure to catch us Wednesday on our live free webinar, which we host every Wednesday. All right. So, man, if y'all, we got a woman by guest. Like I said, this is family. So first, I want y'all to start dropping the fire signs in the comments. What's up? Who else we got in here? We got Samantha in here. And I want y'all to start dropping. Where y'all checking in from? We from the chat, right? We got family from the chat. Where y'all checking in from? Let me see that in the comments, man. And again, drop them fire signs because we got to warm them up.
Richmond Park.
We got the Facebook family in the house, Richmond Park. Cool. She said, as soon as I can pay for the class, I will. I'm ready. Let's get it, Queen. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let me see where y'all checking in from real quick. I know sometimes it's delayed. Here we go. We got Seattle in the house. Virginia. Okay, what up, Danielle?
Yeah, Denver.
Denver, Colorado.
Charlotte.
We got Charlotte in the house. Oh, man, I see y'all. Aaron, I already started warming them up. What up, my guest? Let's get it. Oh, man, here they come. Wow. Okay, y'all was all not all at once. Okay, you got Detroit. See, we got San Antonio in the house, Orlando, Chi-Town representing. Okay, okay. Man, that's a hot, another hot fire sign. Isaac from Omaha. Let's get it, by the way, ATL. What's up? What's up, Taurus from Louisiana, Waynesboro? Oh, man, I think they're ready. What you think?
Yeah, bring them on.
I bet, man. Without further ado, man, when I tell y'all we so excited, we got family, and it's no better if the family can't eat together, man. So you already know, man, we definitely got to bring on this family. The king and queen, man, Danica and Vic, when I tell y'all, they was curious. They start diving in, asked questions, did the work, did not even look back. Man, without further ado, man, we got to bring on Danica and Vic, man. What's up, family?
Hey, family.
Yes, man. Nah, so this dope, man. You know, again, like, for everybody out here, we could say family, but no, like, this legit blood. And so, man, it's dope, you know what I mean, to see what y'all been able to do. And I know the people going to be excited just to hear y'all's story on how y'all even kind of got into it and all that kind of stuff. So, man, you know, go ahead and take over.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get the people what they want. So, you know, I know all about y'all life. I know everything. But, you know, for the viewers out there that don't know Danica and Vic, like, let us know your location, where you're checking in from, what y'all do, other things that y'all got going on. Tell it to the people.
Well, I'm Danica, and we here from Chicago. I work full-time for Cook County. I work in managed care, and when I'm not in managed care, you know, we some Mexicans. We got like 10 hustles. We got some mobile homes. You feel me? You need a wig or some bundles, get at me. You need some lashes, get at me. We just got all the thrown children going on. You got a party, a venue, book us. You feel me? We got a lot in store. You know what I'm saying? You can slide on us, get a mobile home. Slide on us, get some bundles. You never know.
One-stop shop.
Right.
Yeah, I'm Vic, full-time employee at ComEd. Keep the lights going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. Stay on my balls. She pretty much the ringleader. I just be like, okay, baby, whatever. How much you need?
Right.
How much you need?
Okay. Hey, you know, dope, though. The support, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For real, fellas, if you listening, man, you got to support your queen because at the end of the day, yeah, she can be out here grinding and grinding and grinding, but you put some work in, man, it's beneficial for everybody, so that's dope.
Definitely.
So, man, so how y'all got introduced to Mobile Home Investor?
Well, it came about my little sister, Sharnice had ran about my little sister at first. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, me and Ishii, we had these monthly check-ins, monthly, like, man, we need to get some more income, what we finna start doing. And then she told me about mobile homes, and I'm like, what? She's like, what's Shawnee's home? I'm like, I ain't seen that on Shawnee's face. She, no, you gotta talk to the business and say, I said, I ain't seen Shawnee's do nothing but go out of town. Like, what you talking about? So then she got to telling me about it, so I reached out to Shawnee's, and then after that, I had got enrolled in, you know, y'all course, and at the time, I was pregnant. So, you know, in between work, I'm watching courses. You know, I watch a course, do a little work, watch a course, go search the mobile homes. Like, what is this? You know, so when you think it, you know, we don't know mobile homes. You know, we was uneducated at first. So when you say mobile home, we like a trailer. Who's gonna buy that?
Yeah.
So, you know, after we took the course, I ran about him. So he like, okay. What you want, basically, how much you need. So while I was pregnant, we just, after we took the course, we got our feet wet just driving to mobile home parks. Like, we were just Googling some, and we just jumped in the truck. We drove to some. We drove to Illinois. So we was, you know, looking at some. People would let us in. We would walk around. I'm just like, somebody gonna buy this? Like, somebody wanna live up in here? Like, man, we've seen some terrible stuff. I'm in there, like, 8 months pregnant, stepping over piles of stuff. I'm just
Then she told me, like, she sent me the link, and she was like, on your lunch break, I just need you to watch this course. I was like, my lunch break, I'm trying to meditate. You want me to do what? So then I started watching the course on my lunch break, and shit got interesting. I'm like, oh, okay. Man, you heard what Byron was talking about?
He be at work now, like, Brian going live, jump on
now. That's so dope. Hey, that's dope, man. Like, even for one, like, I mean, if y'all listening on here, for one, drop them fire signs. Like, the nigga said he was 8 months pregnant.
Man, we was 8 months pregnant out here hitting
park.
Like,
I was yeah. Dang, and then... For real, salute to you, Vic, because for real, I get it, bro. Like, you come on my lunch break, like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to eat, have peace.
Right. I ain't trying to think about nothing else right now.
But, you know, that just for real show, like, you know, how y'all separated yourselves, because sometimes people ain't willing to do that. They not willing to say, you know, they want to do it on their time, you know what I'm saying, versus, like, doing it when it's uncomfortable, and that can be uncomfortable, you know, but like y'all was willing to do that, and that's why I think y'all got the results that y'all got, because y'all jumped right in there and y'all didn't have no excuses, you know what I'm saying? Like, Danica, you could have been like, I'm 8 months pregnant, I ain't doing this, right?
No, it's like once I got to watching them modules, it's like it get interesting. Like, even today now, I found myself at 3-4 o'clock in the morning searching mobile homes and mobile home parks. Like, once you get your feet in the game, you go eat, sleep, and breathe mobile homes. Like, one deal, that first deal go have you so hungry, you go be like, I need them over.
Man, for real, man.
Yep, I love it. So like you just said, I need to get that first deal. So let's talk about that first deal. Because I feel like the first deal, it can go left or right. It can go good, or it can be some, you know, some hiccups in between, but you still can have an outcome. So we know you sold that house for $10,000. So walk us through that deal, and then tell us one thing you learned from that first deal as well.
First of all, that deal was terrible. Like, everything that could have went wrong went wrong. And
first of all, the people we went to saw the Cedar Mobile Home, the people were still living in there, so we couldn't. Like, we just walking through there, walking over their stuff. So when they moved out, we had already bought it when they moved out. They had to be out on the first, so we had already gave them the money, did the paperwork and everything. Then we go after they leave. They got, like, two huskies, like, dog hair everywhere. I'm, like, literally, like, I think every roach in America was in this mobile home.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was so bad. It was like a 1970-something. And I promise you, we had been looking at mobile homes. And every time we would go to get one, I'd be like, so what if it take us 3 months to sell it, right. Dick? We got to pay this lot rent. Or this one don't look too good. Right. So we ain't going to get this one. But then when I go back and look for the mobile home,
it's sold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, we done missed another beat. So we saw that, we just going to jump on it. And then we jumped on it. What we paid? Five for it? We put four. Then we put, like, another two in it and sold it for 10. But it was just the contractor we had. I think Danica found a, like in a homeless alley or something. Yeah. Only thing he did was slap paint on the wall. He ain't patched up no holes. So it was at that point we just like, whatever we can get for it, we're going to get for it. But we still made out good on it. So.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, man, so like, so you say y'all end up, and how much y'all end up selling it for?
10.
10,000.
Yeah.
10,000.
Bought it for four. Put about two back in it. Sold it for 10.
Yeah, the person that bought it.
And we, I mean, not mean to cut you off. We didn't sit on it long either. We only paid what we sat on it for about 3 or 4 weeks. Like, we didn't even see a lot rent.
No, this one we did.
Yeah,
this one was like a month and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Man, that's not bad. But then, so, like, I'm listening to y'all, even like from y'all experience, like you said, the roaches, right? The handyman that only did the painting. Right. So, like, and y'all was able to still walk away with profit from that. So, y'all had, what I love about it, y'all made $20,000 from a home that y'all had on the market for only 5 days. Walk the people through that deal.
So, that first deal definitely prepared us for that second deal. Like, when we walked through that house, we bought this house from the park. So, all our deals are in the same park. So we bought this home from the park. So when we walked in, we opening up cabinets, looking at corners.
Looking
we look for rays. We tiptoeing across the corners. We looking for soft spots. Like, we own it. We know what to look for now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody selling us no nothing. So that one was good. We paid $7,000 for that one.
Okay.
They wanted $13,500 for it.
Right.
We negotiated it down for $7,000. Then we put $6,000 into it, and we had got a new and improved contractor. It took them, what, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah,
and as soon as I put it on the market, like, it was gone. Like, I had all cash buyers, like, I'm ready. I'm like, what's up?
It was even people saying, like, I'll pay y'all to not show this no more.
Yeah.
Like, we are bad. Like, well, you got to get approved by the park first.
Yeah.
You just can't sell it to you. But yeah, they was wanting to pay us. They tried to pay us to stop showing.
Dang.
So this one sold so quick. Like I put that post up. Like we went out to Super Bowl Sunday and tidied up.
Yeah.
Man, I got people like I want this house. I got we posted it for $25,000 and it was a 1998.
Wow.
It still needed a refrigerator and stove.
It still needed a refrigerator and stove. So I'm like, you got $20,000 cash, you put your own stove in the refrigerator.
Right.
They was like, cool, I just bought a new one anyway.
Right.
I drove out there so quick, I had just took my little wig braids down, I'm out there with a fro, and kept Tim's on jogging pants. Let's bust this deal.
I love it.
Like, I'll be at work, and she was like, well, I got somebody that want to buy it now, and I ain't finna miss this beat.
I ain't waiting
on you. So I ain't waiting on you. I'm like,
I'm up.
Just make sure you don't go by yourself, okay?
Right.
Make sure you don't go by yourself.
And
so it'd be like a lot of times, like, I'd be working crazy hours, and she be, like, literally taking care of business. Like, literally taking care of business. So I salute her.
Hey, that's big though. You know what I'm saying? That teamwork that y'all even able to do that, you know, and I think that, you know, what I'm hearing too, what I love about it is, like you said, that one deal, y'all learned so much from that first deal.
We learned so much. And it was so crazy because you know how y'all send out those little motivational emails.
Yeah.
So we passing deals, and it was like, you had said something about, like, stop overthinking the deal.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, let's go get this out.
And another thing,
let's go get it.
Another thing, I be telling her, like, and I heard you say, you like, you're not living there. What you don't like, somebody else might like.
Right.
You're
like, look, you got to take yourself out of the equation. Every home, I'm like, ugh. People walking out like, yeah, I love it. How much you want?
Yeah, but that's literally how it is, though. Like, even when we first started, like, we was kind of putting ourselves into it, and we had to think, like, we're not about to live here. And then, you know, like you said, Anika, like, once you get into the mobile home, you're going to learn the population and the people that you're really going to be serving. And that's really kind of what they like. They like basic. They like stuff that they can come in and kind of paint and make it their home. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's... That's dope, though, man. I think everybody that's listening, like, I want y'all to listen to the key things, you know, like Danica said, she's like, she came across the email, and it was kind of like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't pass on no more deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want y'all to take, like, really take that consideration, because for one, here's my thing. They ain't had no excuses. Danica, 8 months pregnant. Vic say he working long hours. Vic, like, and then what I love about real shit, Vic, like, you wasn't on some, like, you know what, baby, like, we ain't going to get this until I come. You like, all right, look, just go take care of business and make sure somebody come with you.
Right.
And so for all my fellas on here, you really got to have that mindset. It's really a team sport. If you play any type of sport, not everybody going to be the quarterback, right? It's only one quarterback. So that's the same thing when it comes to mobile home investing. If you partner up with somebody, like, if y'all listen to their dynamic of their team, right, that helped them, and that's how they're able to continue succeeding in this business.
Yeah, on our last deal, she couldn't make it to see the finishing touches when the contract got done. She couldn't go. So literally, I got off work at 2 o'clock. Shot straight to Indiana. Like, literally, I'm about to sweep and mop it because we had somebody coming the next day. Look at
it.
I'm
about to
come to the windows. Geez, send me a picture.
Right.
Get dirty over there. Sweep right there. Give me orders. Do FaceTime.
Do
FaceTime.
Nah, that's dope, man. Nah, for real. Everybody listening on here, definitely, y'all need to take that. Just know, like, man, listen, we can do this together or even with your partner. Listen to the dynamic of what they're talking about.
Yes, sir. So I know you kind of touched on that last deal, Vic, a little bit. We're going to talk about it now. So the last deal, y'all decided to do the passive income route. So that's the deal that you sold on payment. So at the end of it, you're going to get like 27.5, right?
No, so, we going to touch probably like 30. It's at a 5% rate.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
give me right. Right, give me right.
That YouTube video, they gonna teach you about payments and all that. You
right. Look, I'm like, give me right, cuz. Okay, so you're gonna get 30,000 about at the end of that. So what made y'all decide to switch it up from, because y'all was kind of doing a flipping strategy, but then you kind of was like, nah, I think I'm gonna get that passive on this deal. What made y'all do that?
I had told him, like, I'm ready to get that passive income. Like, those flips be cool because if I, but if I, like, once you get the money, if you got that mindset, you right reinvesting the money. You know what I'm saying? You're not really seeing it. So I think the first time we saved some money was the second deal. We paid ourselves 10%, you know, like y'all said in the videos, you know, the modules. We paid ourselves 10% off that deal, and then we reinvested. And this time the park actually hit us up like, man, I got this rental property. They done, you know, messed it up. I don't want to fix it up. Come check it out. If y'all want it, y'all can have it. And they wanted like $9,500 for it. And I've been tuning into Clubhouse with Calvin with the host of them. And he said you're supposed to make offers that make you uncomfortable. So, you know, I'll be on straight BS. I'll be embarrassed
right,
for them. I'm like, I got 2,000. He's like,
like, literally, we be in there. They be like, yeah, we want 13K for it. She look around, she like, shit, I got like 3K. She's out there like, damn, she disrespectful.
Hey, but it worked though. Right. They can come back and meet you in the middle.
It worked. Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Then they get to negotiate and get to come and dab. Like, oh, she on the song.
Exactly.
Buy her, I'll be in the background. Yeah, baby.
Hey, for real.
Man, you be having to, sometimes we don't have to up the roll on them. Like, man, look, this is what I got. They like, all right, come on with it.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah,
man,
the park wanted 95 for that one, so we negotiated it down to 5 even.
Yeah.
And that was the, what's that, for
2008. And now, man, you're doing all these deals. Like, we're not paying no lot rent. I don't know what she done did. She done finessed the system. She done got free lot rent for like 6 months. So we not paying no lot rent.
That's Chicago in us.
Wow. So is the, when they say building a relationship with them park managers, listen, y'all, because it works. Like, she like my cousin now.
Hey, I love it, man. That's strong, though, because, like, first of all, everybody, like, see them hands coming up, right? Like, you talking about most people, that's what they fear, the lot rent. Like, man, I might run out of money and things like that. And so, like, it's going to go to my next question. But like Vic said, you know, even just sitting back like, damn, baby, that's disrespectful, right? But the queens be on to something, bro. You know what I'm saying? And man, like, for real, like, so, like, how important is that, is those relationships? Talk more about that, even your handyman, your park managers. Like, talk about the relationships.
Our relationship with this park manager, it started really rocky. So we had came to learn to find out that the reason it took us so long to sell the first home is because she was taking our applicants. Like, I'm saying to people, like, when you tell me that you like the house and you finna come see it, I instantly send you the application. So by the time you make it there, I know if you approved or not. I know if we even finna do business or should I not waste my time. And the person that ended up getting it had kind of slid out and hit me with a, yeah, so she told me don't buy that one. Oh, she got this one. Oh, what? So, you know, I had kind of had the flat on and had like that little conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in business together. I make money one time. You make money as long as they stay here in this park. You know, you go continue to collect lot rent for them, so there's no need to cut me out. You know what I'm saying? And if we gonna continue to do business, we need to be transparent.
Thanks.
So thanks. Once we got that out the way, now as soon as my applicant do the application, I send her the name, she instantly get right back to me. So and so got approved. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, now it's to the point where she call us from home.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. They got something vacant, she called us like, mm-hmm. I got this, y'all wanna come and check it out?
Mm-hmm. We be like, we on the way. Yeah. We be having the kids and everything with us.
That's dope, bro, because it's like people don't rip, that's the game. Mm-hmm. Once you get in, it's gonna be a non-stop. Either it's gonna get, people don't realize the only way you get rid of a park manager is to put somebody else in place. But until then, it's gonna be like you said, all y'all gonna be keep coming up like, man, I got another one. And once you end with one park, like, which y'all know how many units that park got?
Man, there's so many homes. They constantly add a home. Like every time we come out there, if that slate is open, it's a brand new home right there. Mm-hmm. So they constantly add, and then that company alone has like 10 parks under them. So we finna go check out this home this weekend that's at another park. So I'm finna hit her up like, hey, you know, can you talk to this park manager over here? I'm finna slide over here. We already got a deposit locked in. We good. We just want to watch this now.
Oh man, no, that's dope, man. I love it, man.
It's to the point like with the park manager, like on our way there, Donika called like, hey girl, we on our way in there. You want something to eat?
Okay.
She be like, yeah, bring me a chicken salad. Donika hang up like, got him.
Hey, I hope people catch these meals again. Yeah. A small thing. We laughing, but that small chicken salad is the reason why I need to get them phone calls. Like, hey, they the go-to person for that mobile home community. That's what you want to be in this business. You want to be the go-to person.
Mm-hmm. I like this. Somebody made a comment said, good, expose those kids to everything. Our community is playing economic catch up.
Yeah, we definitely.
Oh, yeah, we take the kids out there to clean up yards and everything.
I love it, man.
Got, like, friends that, like, we fresh in the game, you know, but we also have friends that's interested. So we don't let them ride with us and, like, walk them through the rehab. We don't let them talk to our contractors. So he told them the average cost of a rehab.
Yeah.
And, you know, what he doing, he walked them through, like, when he was doing the subfloors over and just things like that. So we definitely not, like, send you with information. Like, if you're interested, we going to put you in the game.
And there's no bullshit. Like, literally one of my coworkers, like, I don't post too much, but he be seeing me, like, dibbing and dabbing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got interested one day. And our last home we sold, like, he was at work. That man took a half day and drove to Indiana because I told him that we was out there about to have somebody come and buy the house. He took a half day. He went and got his wife and came out there.
Wow. Look at that impact.
Man, for real. That's huge, though. You know, and go ahead, Dick.
That was it.
Oh, but yeah, man, when y'all listen to that, everybody that's listening on here, right, we got 91 people on here. Go ahead, let's get up to 100. Let's run it up. Go ahead and invite them. But listen to what they saying. For one, the family involved, friends involved. Like Vic said, man, my coworker, like, yo, bro, you come out here. Not that stingy. And the more they give, You're talking about that abundance. Even the simple things, Anika saying, yo, you hungry? Let's get you something to eat. Like, that's an abundance mindset, because when you give and you give, you give, they receive it in ways that they not even seeing. They just being having a good heart. Mm-hmm. And they been blessed by, again, helping people with affordable housing, getting these big-ass checks. So it's like, it's a win-win. Man, that's dope.
Yes, I love it. So I feel like this is going to be a good question, because we got so many newbies on here and they itching. They like, man, how did I start it? You know, what's this? What's that? What's some advice that y'all can give a new investor that's looking to get into mobile homes?
I'll definitely get educated first, because if you jump out there with no education and, you know, you go let somebody sell you anything. So definitely, and anybody that we take with us, or anybody that I tell about mobile home investing and what I do, the first thing I say is go follow my people. Go follow my people. Tune, whenever y'all go live and drop in free information, hey, tune in real quick. You know what I'm saying? Go follow that YouTube, because those are, you know what I'm saying, free courses right there that's going to get your feet wet. And from there, if you still hungry for more information, then, you know, I done sent a few people to Shawnee that actually bought and took the course.
Yeah, so, since you put that post up yesterday, we kind of like shared it on our page. Like, so many people want to know. So many people want to know.
Like, can you mentor us?
Literally,
like, I need...
My guy was like, man, I just bought the course, man. How is it? Watch it.
Right.
I love it.
And listen, y'all, if y'all hit up my people, y'all make sure that comes with a consultation. So ain't no people they bring free. They prove it in this game, man. So, man, nah, that's so dope. So, you know, like, you kind of just leave kind of our last question before we kind of go jump in. And, like, I know people got questions and things, but, how did the program really help y'all kind of through the process?
So, like, Jay-Z, baby, the blueprint.
Hey!
The blueprint.
We didn't know nothing about mobile homes or nothing. And even now, I still go log back in and, like, watch stuff. Like, when I was like, man, I want to start putting homes on payments. So I told him, every home after this, we put it on payments. We finna have 10, 20 people paying us rent, you know? So I still refer back to the course. Like, and here we are on our third, you know, in the process of our fourth deal. So you can always revert back to it, but it's gonna give you all the information you need. After that, you gotta get up off the couch, you gotta get in your car, you gotta get on the road. Them deals is not gonna fall in your lap. You gotta hit the road.
We drove 5 hours to
Mount Vernon, Indiana. Buy some homes.
Uh-huh.
5 hours each way. Not in total.
Right.
Each way.
State troopers clocked me doing 90.
They like, where you going? We like the Mount Vernon. They like, what business you got down there? They like, we're gonna go buy some mobile homes.
He was looking like mobile homes.
Y'all flip mobile homes? Oh yeah, it's a mobile home park right over
here.
Yeah.
Hey, did they get you out of the ticket?
Oh yeah, definitely.
He got us a warning.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
He was interested in what we was gonna go do. Like, what y'all do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's
dope, man. I think that's it's so, even to this day, every time we tell somebody mobile homes, you know, they first thing is like, trailers?
Right.
And then that's how the conversation started. Before you know it, now they like, yo, like, how can I learn more? Like, you know what I'm saying? And now you want to follow you, shadow you. So that's the good thing about it. Man, with that being said, you know, again, I always like asking a question. So make sure, let me see something real quick. I want to make sure this link good before I put that out there. One second, y'all. All right, bet. So, with that being said, tonight, y'all know tonight we always throw a love deal before we get into Q&A. So, we're going to do $100 off our Elite E-Course, which is normally priced at $499, but tonight you get it at $399. I'm going to go ahead and put it in the chat. Make sure y'all take advantage of that. If you want to learn the game, how Danika and Vic was able to take the blueprint, go ahead, invest in this course, and then that way we can go ahead and get in this Q&A, man. So I know the people got some good questions for y'all. So let me see. So here's the first question we got. Are you doing more than one deal at a time or not until you sell one, then get another one?
Well, working in a park, you only can have one lease.
Right.
So we're doing one deal at a time due to us working in one park.
Right. But if we ever saw something that was worth buying, we were going to do both our names.
Right.
So right now we're just working on one name.
And our last deal is when we opened up our business account, not LLC. So our last deal was actually under our business account, not our names anymore. Mm. So we're trying to get everything out of our name and everything under the LLC.
Jim.
Talk that talk.
Jim. Hey, Vic just put your, he said something key. He said, we can get one of the her name,
right.
And I can get one of the my name.
Right.
Name it again. Your mama can get one, your cousin can get one.
Yep.
Facts. Man, I love it. All right. Hey, let's see the next question. Somebody asked, how about private lots of mobile homes already on it? Are y'all interested in those?
I haven't really come across any. We haven't. We've been working this same deposit. Like, oh, yeah, you got something else? You go to another part, you got to run your credit again, run your name, pay a deposit, pay the first. We locked in right here, so we just trying to keep moving around the corner. We was on the last street. Now we on the third block. Now we around the corner. Like,
hey, Monopoly.
When the lady was getting kind of grimy when we found out she was taking the advocate, Donique was like, I want to move around. We got to get out this part. I said, look, baby, this part's a gold mine.
Everybody wants to live there.
And they got pool, park, everything.
It's definitely like an A part.
Yeah, so I'm like, look, we're going to pull her to the side, talk to her, but it's a gold mine. Let's
I was ready to
on.
Check her.
Yeah, she was ready.
She's so laid back and cool. Now, I think me and Charnice was talking about we was on our trip to Milan. No, man, no. I'm
going
to get on there with her.
You got to bring that out of you. But look at y'all now. Look at you guys
cool.
Now, though, right?
Right. We cool now. Now she be telling me a little proud. Yeah. Crazy, man. Crazy. Man, these niggas be tweaking.
hold on. Queen Jones says, what are some things you look at when picking the parks that you work with?
Well, you definitely, I like the cleanliness of a park,
right.
Because that's going to attract people. So that was one issue we had at the park that we drove the 5 hours for. Like, some investors had recently bought it, and it wasn't clean, and it had a lot of old houses,
right.
And they hadn't started, bringing in newly used houses from other parks. So you have to have something that's going to attract your buyer to want to live there. So when I post a home, I'm like, welcome to so-and-so park. Oh, my God, we have a beautiful swimming pool for those hot summer days. Don't worry about the water park. You know, it got a playground. It has a rec. It has a charter school right up the street, 5-10 minutes from the grocery store. It's clean. Like, you don't see trash. You constantly see maintenance riding around. It's not, you don't see people everybody pretty much stay to they self. You know, you'll see the kids walking through the park, you know, going to play or something like that. But it's very clean. So you want somewhere and most of the people we sell to are family. So you want somewhere where people comfortable bringing their family. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring nobody that's dirty. It's a drug house, three houses down. You got people hanging around. You want people to move somewhere where it's quiet and it's safe.
And you pretty much can drive through the park and just fill it out. Mm-hmm. You know what
mm-hmm.
makes you comfortable and uncomfortable.
Because mm-hmm. we done rode through some parks that had the biker.
Right. We drove in the park. From the time we drove in, one dude just stood there and watched us the whole time.
They parked their bikes and looked at us y'all want?
I was like, baby, I think we done ran up on the outlaw.
Wow, hoes.
I cannot.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to encourage most people, right? When you in there, you got to remember, you in their hood. So it ain't no point in just, if somebody get kind of malleable, just
right.
keep going.
Mm-hmm. You're a visitor.
Right, exactly. Man, let's see. Here go another one. Hold on, I'm saying this. Ja'Kai ever said, what's a decent amount of money to start with?
Well, our number, and for me looking at the taking the course, our number was 5. You know, so we try to stay under 5.
Yeah.
We try to stay 5 and under, and
I think we ride around with $5,000 trying to buy.
You want 17? I got
5. you pull out the bankroll all right, 17. Here you go.
Right.
Hey, dog, that's what's up, man. And, yeah, so, Ja'Kai, I'm going to tell you, man, And if you don't have no capital, you can always wholesale. You can start off in this business with $0, man. Yeah. You know, you just want to help solve a problem. So it really depends on, you know, they're in the Midwest with us. So, you know, we can find mobile homes for $5,000. You know, Atlanta, I mean, what, Georgia, Alabama, all those southern states. Some of y'all on the East Coast, $15,000 less, $20,000 less, California, you know,
$30,000.
$30,000. I'm like, I ain't never going over that. So it all varies. Hold on. So I think this kind of answers the next question. Justin says, I'm in Delaware. How would I find out if mobile home market here is worth investing in? Man, I got Justin on this one. anything that's affordable. So the thing about the mobile home market is it's the affordable housing. So any area that is a high demand for living and people want to live there, if a mobile home park is near there, it's going to be a high demand because they want the same jobs, they want the same, you know, the amenities, the shopping centers. So they just want to be by that. That's why people would love bragging, like, I live out $1 million houses, even though their house may be worth this, just because you want to be by that. So anywhere that you know, provides affordability, anywhere that's clean, safe, and functional, you're going to always see that. Here goes somebody. Danielle says, how much did you guys save to buy?
I will, like not on no cocky stuff. Like, we just had it on the, you know, we had it already. Mm-hmm. So once we decided to get into it, I'm like, all right, I'm finna go to my credit union, and you finna go to yours, and we just finna pull out this, and we finna invest.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, say that one more time, because it's going to go over a lot of people. Where did y'all go?
We went to the credit union.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, if you don't have a credit union and your bank's been telling you no, you've been going to the wrong place. Credit union, and they're going to have the best interest rates, right? They're going to give you the money because you bet, because your money with them already, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling y'all, credit unions, if you don't give y'all a gym, if you don't have a local credit union, Navy Federal. I'm going to give y'all that gym right there, Navy Federal. Let's see. I gotta answer this real quick. It says, I bought lots with a mobile home with a mobile hookup to utilities. Now what? So Kathleen, you gotta, for one, if you bought homes with mobile home hookups, now you just need the homes, right? Now you need the homes. If you have the homes, it's dope. If you're looking for the homes, start looking for homes that need to be moved. I'm gonna tell you, your best bet is to Google mobile home movers, and everything, they're gonna be able to walk you through where you at right now. Mobile home movers. I'm going to go ahead and give you that gem. I like this. She said, tell her a story, sell homes. I think she had put this one, Danica was talking about everything that came with the amenities. Here goes somebody. Do you guys buy single wise? Samantha said, do you guys buy single wise and double wise?
We've been having single wise. Vic is interested
in double
wise.
I'm waiting on that double wise
because
I know I get
money
off the double
wise. Right, right, right. More
banks. Yeah. Man, for real. Let's see. Trailer Park Trucks, that course was fire. Thanks for the great teachers and inspiration. Congrats to this King and Queen on taking action.
I appreciate you, Queen.
Thank you. Siobhan says, does the landlord responsibilities discourage you guys, or are you doing rent to own only?
Oh, my God. This is the best part about it. It's a lease. And when you know a rent-to-own, the tenant is responsible for all repairs. We don't fix nothing. This yours.
Check. This your house. Right.
When you go lease a car and the brakes go bad, do you take it back to Nissan? No, you got to fix some brakes.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yep. Right. I love it.
We just collecting. That's all I'm on. Making sure you got your monthly payments on time.
Man, for real. GB Howard put back. So I think I got to beat my beats. Maybe I came on a little bit later. So how much was y'all first initial investment?
4K.
$4,000.
We just basically just constantly recycling that money. So we recycled the money and reinvested the first money.
Right. We haven't touched none of our own money since the first year.
Yeah, since the first year. We just constantly been reinvesting.
Man, listen, that's everybody listening. And well, y'all heard, first of all, I hope y'all heard what they just said. They haven't touched none of their own money. It's just investment money. And that's the name of the game with investment. See, what happens, I'm going to be real. A lot of times, a lot of people, we get it, and we're going to run it up.
Yeah.
We're going to get a check. They could have easily been like, hold on, we just made 6 bands. All right, and then we could have went to the Gucci store, but we didn't.
That's what they do. I be telling so many people, like, with all this money floating around, I'm like, bro, go get you a mobile phone. What are you doing? Like, I'm so cheap now. Like, I probably, what was that for my birthday? We was doing, like, the first deal. And he had, was going to the store to get some Dior shoes. I know, that's a paint job in the bathroom. He's like, you so cheap, we could do both. We not. We finna take that Jeep, and we finna get this house painted. And we finna get, like, that bathroom was, like, the bricklayer with jacuzzi tub and everything in the first one. I'm like, nah, we finna get this bathroom regrouted. We finna invest this $1,000. You know what I'm saying? We'll go to the Dior store once we hit our little profit. But for right now, we investing only.
And wow. Then on our second deal, like I didn't even wanna pay myself. I was like, oh, just leave it in the business account. She was like, no, Barry, so you gotta pay 10%.
I had to invest. You should
right.
See me in the bank right now.
Right,
that check.
She gonna get a check.
Man,
like, huh, take this. All
right. Hey, that is dope. Y'all mindset. Dope. Like, I love it because I can't wait for people, everybody on here watching this, and I can't wait for people to look at this because that's the shift, right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it is. We came up, you know, it was Big Pimpin' Baby, you know what I'm saying? We running it up. Like, when we got paid, where we was at, you know what I'm saying? We from the shop, so we was at the factory. We was at we was blowing money, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the fact that y'all even said, like, man, nah, like, I'm going to be honest, how many queens on here, for real, put in the chat, how many of y'all could be like, nah, baby, don't buy me the Dior's for the paint job?
Right.
That's a different mindset. And y'all reach that, and that's why y'all continue to be successful, because you shifted your mindset from trying to look good into, all right, let's go ahead and build up this business. We can go look good from that, but, yo, let's make this house look good first.
Mm-hmm.
Man, bro, that's strong. Shout out Artina, one of the alumni.
What's up,
she
Artina?
Said, same, invest. Man, I'm telling y'all, man, tonight, bro, I love this. This is man. You know, you get to just be yourself with your family, you know what I'm saying?
Right, it's just like a regular FaceTime conversation. I love it.
They speak the lingo.
Exactly.
So now, man, I think somebody, one more question. I think that I see it. Oh, somebody asked, I got two more. Somebody says, have you guys ever put a home on rent?
No, because most mobile home parks don't allow subleasing. For you to rent out a home, you would need to sublease. So when y'all get that course, y'all will learn all that.
Period.
Let them know the wonderful deal we got going on right now.
You don't want to sublease. You don't even want to rent a mobile home, honestly.
Got to get the blueprint.
Man, for real. And then one more person, Jen Jones said, did you find your initial deal driving for dollars?
I found my initial deal on Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
But Marketplace, man, Byron them done drove the market up. So when y'all go on there,
you're
going to
be like
20, 30, 40,000. You got to gas
gotta,
up and drive
you
down.
You got to get out there.
I think we got somebody, they say they from a small town. You got to get outside your market, you know, like our parks that we do business in is like an hour or so away. Same thing with them. The park they do business in, we all in Chicago, is like an hour or so away. So if you don't see anything like right in your backyard, then that just means you got to get in your car and start driving. That's
and
really
if you're in Chicago, your backyard, your lot run going to be almost a G. Like the parks we went to buy stuff, it was like 9, 8. I'm like, it cost more
literally
than rent. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
About what? I live in Mount Prospect.
Oh yeah, he got three nice mobile homes.
There's a mobile park on the left side of me, the right side of me, down the street, but it's just that fucking lot rent.
High as hell.
Yeah.
I was like, do you know how nice it would be to invest next door?
Right.
Yeah.
I can wake up like, oh, I can show you the home right now.
Right. Man,
listen.
Rolling out of bed like, oh, okay, here I come.
The worst, Oakland, Blue Island. Mm-hmm. Man, Blue Island, they want almost $900 in a concrete jungle a month of lot rent.
Yeah.
I'm
and
like,
these homes, like, so close together. You don't see no parks. They parking, like, on their home,
other, yeah.
on top of each other. I'm like, nah, we finna take this drive for this $400 rent.
Right. Exactly. It's worth the drive. It honestly is. We got one last
question. I'll let y'all answer this one. It says, I have no prior experience in real estate. Does your class start from the ground level?
Ground level, all the blueprint. The blueprint. That course gives you play by play, blow by blow, everything you need.
Yeah, everything you need for mobile home.
We didn't have no real estate experience either. We got a mobile home experience now.
Big mobile home experience.
Right, big mobile home.
Nah, that's so dope, man. Like, and again, you know, I think that a lot of times that those questions come across, you know, you just don't want to make mistakes, but you're going to make small mistakes, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they say about scared money don't make no money.
Scared money don't make no money, boy.
It don't. You got to put yourself out there.
We took our time, and it's like we still made some mistakes. Like, we still made some rookie mistakes on our first deal. And even with taking your time and trying to tiptoe over this and not do this, like, you gonna bump your head, but it's a learning experience. You need to bump your head. You know what I'm saying? Because it made that second deal so sweet.
Every
like,
loss
it made it so sweet. It made everything after that much easier.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a lesson.
Yeah.
A real big lesson, man. Real quickly, I want to shout out Jen. She said, did my first wholesale, definitely ready for my first flip. Congratulations, Jen.
Yeah,
that's major. That's major, man. For real. Nah, man, this one was dope. This one was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? We had a family, you know, it hits different. You know what I mean? Because again, like, y'all was at our birthdays and everything like
right.
that, you know what I'm saying? Christmas party. So it's like, you know, we may not see each other, and Sharnice always update me like, yo, Danica got another one. Danica got another one. Yo,
I'll be like, it's in our blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not shocked. You know? If I can do it, I knew Cuz can do it. So I'm not shocked. Yeah. Oh, man. It just was something. Like you said, y'all going this weekend to look at another mobile home in a whole nother park. So, again, that's just another one. You can go ahead and throw on passive income and get them 10, 15 deals you're looking for by the end of the year. Like
Low key, we tried to go today before the interview. We're like, that might be pushing it.
Well, I appreciate y'all, okay? I appreciate y'all for that.
Oh, man. Nah, this one dope. I see the family here. We got Sarita in here, man.
Hey, Sarita.
Terry in here, man. Most of the Facebook family in here. I see Kathleen said, you young folks on the move, right? Just y'all, you know, y'all just really inspiring. I think that these episodes are, this is for the culture, right? Because this is something that, again, we already know. If you talk about 5 years from you know, ago, we even sitting here talking about mobile homes. People look at us like we crazy. But, you know, now we've been able to kind of, we didn't put the swag, we didn't put that in the mobile homes, and we didn't made this cool. And we done made another way for people to get income. And y'all just a perfect example of a couple being able to do this. And, like, again, if you came late, Danica was 8 months pregnant. Vic said he worked crazy hours, like, but they still made it happen. So what they truly represented, no excuses. Because you ain't got no excuse because, again, if you ain't 8 months pregnant right now, and you ain't got off right now, you do not have
no excuse at all.
Yeah, so this is how y'all follow them. If y'all want to keep up with their journey, make sure y'all follow them at Danica Too Cool, and then One Aaron Get Motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? make sure y'all follow them, man.
Man, stay up with their journey. Like they said, they're going to be going this weekend to look at a mobile home. So, yeah, stay tuned.
And make sure y'all subscribe to the channel, man. If y'all enjoyed this, make sure you share this. We're going to be back next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Next Monday with another guest. And make sure y'all follow the series. Everybody on here, what I love about it, this was either their first time investing or they made the switch and they just went straight in there. So, I mean, you know, look what Danica and Vic has been able to do. And how many months, y'all?
We like 4 months in.
Mm-hmm.
4 months, y'all.
Yeah, it's in our blood, man.
4 months, y'all. Like, I want y'all to really think about that, y'all. 4 months, and now we doing this interview. We ain't doing this interview just because, oh, yeah, this cousin them. No. Like, in 4 months, and $58,000. Like, come on now. Like, No, we got to highlight them. We got to share. We got to be able to put them and give them their flowers now, because I think next year around this time, hey, Vic, you think we talking Parks?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We had that conversation. We like, man, what's the numbers looking like? We ready?
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Right, because at first, like, when people think, like, investing, like, we had that conversation, the first thing people think about, I'm going to go give me a 2-flat. I'm going to give me a 3-flat. I'm like, man, I don't know. Nobody with no 2-3-flat that done checked 20 bands in 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, eventually we'll get that, but now we like, nah, we finna keep doing it so we get up in the park.
Yeah, I love it.
Man,
I
y'all doing
it.
The right thing, investing, you know what I'm saying? Keep y'all understanding. That's the thing. The reason why y'all going to be dope park owners, because y'all gonna understand the intricate pieces inside of the community, how that works. Y'all in tune with a park manager. Y'all know the house inside and out. Y'all know what people want and they don't want. So now when y'all go to that ownership, game over. Game over.
The part that we do business at, about a mile away, is another park. It's kind of shitty, but we talked to the people at the office, and they were like, well, some new investors just bought it. They're trying to get they're trying to build a park up. I told Donika, hey, we should buy that mall. That's what I'm selling for.
Right.
Sell it to them, right. Run the park up. Man, listen, y'all. This one was dope, man.
Yes, definitely dope. Shout out y'all. Shout out everybody that tuned in. Super great comments and questions tonight. Again, make sure y'all follow them. Keep up with their journey. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and just continue to check in on all the free things that Byron and I do. And if you have not, make sure you sign up for our free webinar on Wednesday. We do this every single Wednesday. We're on there for like an hour and a half sometimes, answering questions and just getting people right and making sure that you guys are ready to start your mobile home investing journey. So make sure you go ahead and sign up for that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to put the link in there so that way y'all can sign up. 1 second. And
shout out to the Facebook group, like, when I first deal one going through, like, everybody else deals and everything they was doing, like, that's what kept me motivated, because at first I'm like, man, maybe this ain't even for me. And then I'm in the Facebook group and I'm like, man, I'm sending big other people deals, like, man, look what she just made. Oh, no, we got to keep at it. So shout out to everybody in the Facebook group. They're my cousins too. They very positive. You know, they be on it. We be educating each other. I got my notifications on, so whenever somebody posts something, you know, and I can answer the questions or I can tune in and I done been through it, I'm definitely on that dropping information for them, like, because I done been there before where you just don't know.
And we were trying to go see a part this past Saturday, and Donique was like, I don't think this part take investors. And I was like, well, we need to figure that out before we go out there. And then you contact somebody off the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't allow investors.
Oh, thanks, for real?
Yeah, the one we was just going to go look at Saturday, we had found the nice one. And for a decent price, too, but not the price that I was going to offer. But they didn't allow investors, so we couldn't even fly it up in there. But it's a real nice part, too.
Nice. Well, man, we're going to go ahead and end this one again, because I think it already ended on Facebook. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Love y'all. And thank everybody that joined us tonight. And again, make sure y'all tune in. We'll be back next Monday with another superstar guest. We're going to be talking about her journey. And we actually got somebody coming on to talk about funding, too. You know, we got the PPP and we got all these SBA loans and everything. She specializes in that. So she's going to be coming on next week to just really talk about those gems as well. So make sure y'all stay in tune. And on that note, good night.
All right. Today's podcast is titled Mobile Homes Equal Passive Cash Flow. The last 2 days we had on, when we did the live stream, a guy named, Sherrick Official. Sherrick is 30-something, 4 children, and He was working a $4 an hour job. And he shared how he went from that to owning 2 acres of land, growing his own food, which dramatically lowered his food bill. Particularly, that comes in handy when you got 4 kids. Owning his own house, or home, debt-free. He has no rent payment. He has no mortgage payment. He moved out of the city, Oklahoma City. Now he's in a rural area in Oklahoma. Now, and then he also mentioned yesterday that, you know, he does mobile homes for cash flow. People like Sherrick, once again, now, and he's a barometer. 30-something, actually, he's 30-something, but they're 20-something and 30-something black folk right here in the United States. That's another one of my barometers. What are they doing? The niche within that particular demographic is what I'm noticing is that you have 20-something and 30-something African-Americans, black folk, whatever you want to identify them as. Not all of them, but there's a noticeable amount, at least coming on my radar, that's why I'm using them as barometer, where they are looking for opportunities outside of an urban environment. Sherrick was living in Oklahoma City. He found his opportunity to get free when he stepped off the grid of Oklahoma City and went rural. The last 58 minutes or so, we played an audio of actually 4 people. Maybe all 4 of them are Chicago-based. But they found opportunities. Like one lady said, they drive 5 miles one way to seek out opportunity and take advantage of opportunities in another state. 5 hours one way. They drive 5 hours one way, do what they got to do, and drive another 5 hours back. I imagine sometimes they, you know, basically, because that's a day trip, you know, they might spend the night and then come back the next day. I like that. Because you didn't hear anything about, for the last 3 days, you didn't hear anything about victimhood. You didn't hear anything about getting something from the government. You didn't hear anything about reparations. So you have, they're not on a critical mass, but as more people in their demographic discover, wait a minute, you mean I need to expand my comfort zone? And like I say, it's 5 hours. Now that's what, and it's total, yeah, 4 people, 2 couples. That's what they do. And I believe one of those couples, we're going to get them on this podcast. Now they own a mobile home park in another state. They're from Illinois, Chicago, in the Chicagoland area. And they have an interesting story where, because they were, I mean, they were broke, man. But Sherrick brought up a instance yesterday, and we're going to have weekly meetings as of tomorrow for people that are interested in mobile homes. Now, we're going to sandwich it in right with the tiny homes, too, because the entry barrier or it's low. He gave an example of he bought something for like $1,500 and sold it for $17,000. And then the audio I just played, they gave some examples of like that, too. Matter of fact, one of the couples in that video that I just audio that I just played, they did $58,000 worth of profit in, I believe, 2 months. 2 months. Well, you know, or what? You know, I'm gonna say it was 4 months, 120 days. They did more in, let's say, 60 to 120 days than most people do in a year. So I've been noticing that barometer before the pandemic, but now I'm seeing more and more black folk, particularly the younger black folk, that are getting into this. So, I'm you know, they're not marching, they're not protesting, they're not complaining, they're not in the victimhood mode. They're starting these businesses. They're doing mobile home, what people would call mobile home investing. They're buying mobile home parks. They're taking trips to Dubai and then coming back and doing it again. So every week, weekends, we'll probably reserve that for Saturday, tomorrow, because today's Friday. For people that are interested in learning that and getting active with that. And we're putting that along with the tiny house thing, because essentially there's some distinction with mobile homes. Most mobile homes I would classify as a small home, whereas campers I would classify as a type of distinction of tiny homes. So, we're still doing the tiny house thing. And then, you know, where to park these things or where to build them or whatever, how to get the land or all. So all that will be included. So we'll be starting that up tomorrow, because every Saturday we'll be dealing with mobile / tiny homes on Saturdays, and then we'll have something on Sundays as well. In any event, let's go to the next audio.
Hello, YouTube. This is Sherrick from Sherrick Official Personal Blog Channel on YouTube. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel by hitting the subscribe button down below. Push the bell-shaped icon known as the notification bell. Hit the thumbs up on the video because you already know you're going to love it. It's me. And when the video is over, comment down below with your thoughts and insights on this video and on any suggestions that you have for future video content. Share this video and share the channel link. Have a good one. Let's get to the video. Hello, YouTube. My son, my four children used to be homeschooled. Ever since their mother separated from me, they are now in public school, because that's what the family court decided was best for them. But my son and my daughters and I continue to do homeschooling when they are here with me, particularly in the arenas of world history, because, as a wise man once said, those who do not know their world history are doomed to repeat it, the bad parts of it or the good. So
My son is obsessed with Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and other men from world history who have basically taken over what was at their time the known world. And he is always very disappointed that I have to tell him when he says he wants to do the same thing, that the entire world is already dominated and that there's no more landmass really unconquered left to take over, and overthrowing an existing government at this point in world history is near impossible with the types of technological weapons that they possess via taxation theft from their own slave citizen groups. So, my son challenged me to find a way to make him mobile floating islands so that he can take over and rule over a landmass with no violence necessary, and that the only citizens that would be part of that land are willful citizens that have to go out of their way to live there rather than be conquered like is the old way through world history and now. So, challenge accepted. Kids, public school science might be useless, but homeschool science will teach you how to take over the world. The 71% of the world that is actually not Earth, but is water. So why do they call it the planet Earth? Why don't they call it the planet water? Anyways, let's get to the experiment. So what I'm doing right here is I'm digging a hole in a circle about a foot deep on a random patch of grass on my acreage. I'm going to hollow it out. I'm going to use a chemical mixture that I have found that will float heavy weights of mass that you put on top of it. Then I'm going to tarp over the solidified chemical mixture, and then I'm going to place this earth, compost, and plants back on top of it and float it in a horse watering trough I have as a miniature example of what one can do in the ocean with a large piece of land by using this chemical mixture and then placing tarp or pond liner on top, and then compost, soil, grass, trees, bushes, plants, and yes, houses. And to represent the house in this experiment, I'll probably use a brick or a cinder block to show how much heavy weight that this mixture can hold and float. So, I'm just going to finish up digging of the piece of land we're going to use and the hole we're going to use. So this is going to be our island once we get it to float. There we go. Let's set our island over here. And we're going to further hollow out this hole, because that's what we're going to use to mix our chemical. So let's hollow that out a little bit. Give room for the chemical mixture to expand so that, like the good father that I am, I can make my son a king. Oh, my ghost decided to join us. Don't eat the island, Patsy. Can't allow you to eat the island. Fill this hole back in when I'm done with this experiment, because this is one of the fields I sprint in. I don't want to be twisting my ankle. But if all you got to do is twist an ankle to help your son with his quest for global domination, then so be it. Once we create the large-scale island, we'll be releasing goats, sheep, chickens, turkeys, miniature cows, things like that, rabbits on it, because those things will be natural organic lawnmowers that also serve as a meat, milk, egg, and cheese source. So, there you go. So here we go. Here's the hole we dug. Can't really tell how deep it is in a video, but it's about foot deep. Here's the pieces of land and grass and weeds that we pulled out of it. This is a piece of wood we're going to put on top of it to make the top of the island, when the chemical expands, turn out to be flat so we can place things on it, like soil and grass. And these are the mystery chemicals. This is one of my stray kittens. I let them live on my land. I water them. I don't feed them. And then they eat the field mice and rats for me and keep them from my house and out of my property. So all my animals are put to useful use on my property. But this is the mystery chemical mixture. I'll reveal it to you later if this experiment is successful. And I know it will be because, let's face it, I'm a genius. While I'm preparing that chemical mixture, you can watch my lawnmower in action. That is what I call an organic lawnmower right there. Okay. Let's see if this works. Let's mix these chemicals. Get our mad scientists on, children. Children and or equally as insane as me, adult men who want to help their children to take over the world. Sorry about that. That stray mousetrap cat that I was talking to you about knocked over the camera base. So, mix these chemicals together, as you may have saw, for that cat rudely knocked your view over. Mix it together really well as you can. Supposed to be using gloves. I have a glove on my other hand, but I had to take the glove off of this hand to grab the camera, fix it, and move that cat quickly enough for you guys to see this. So hopefully this does not get on my hands. Don't try this at home without gloves. Might not work because you're supposed to do this in a plastic or glass container. It's solid at the bottom, whereas I'm doing it in straight earth, clay, and all kinds of other natural things that may in some way react with this chemical and cause it not to do what I want it to do. But it looks like it's starting to work. See how it's turning white and expanding? That's what we want it to do. Let's see. Another quick shot of what is to be one of our island's natural organic lawnmowers doing its job. There's another natural organic lawnmower over there doing its job. And that over there, that silver thing you see in the middle of the land, that is a horse watering trough, which I will shortly fill up with water in a moment. It holds about 300 gallons of water. And that's going to
play the role of our ocean to see if our island mass will float, hold soil, plants, and brick, which is to function as the weight of a house, hypothetically, and see if we can make us a mobile floating island on a micro scale. And then, if it works on a micro scale, we know that it will work on a macro scale. We'll simply have to up the level and amount of chemicals we use and the size of the hole that we dig, and then we'll make maybe a 20-foot by 20-foot mobile floating island to start out with, and probably float it on, like, we're in Oklahoma, so we'll probably float it on like Lake Hefner near where my children's mother lives. I'll go pick them up from school one day, and we'll make one of these 20-foot by 20-foot long and wide and 2-foot deep. We'll put a tarp on it. I have an abundance of those on this land. We'll put some compost and some soil on top of that with some grass in it, some plants in it. We'll plant a vegetable garden on it, put a tent on it, and we'll have us a little 20-foot by 20-foot mobile floating island on Lake Hefner or Lake Overhoser for my kids to play on. And my son will have a small-scale idea of what he'll just have to do in a much, much larger size and amount to become what he wants to be, which is the next Alexander the Great or Napoleon, but Christian version. So, yep. Theonomists of the world that are always trying to figure out how to reform America or whatever country you happen to be in, instead of trying to do that from the bottom down or from the top up, either one of those methods, why not just create an island of your own that floats? Take it out to the equator, where there are no sea storms or tsunamis or anything like that, where the weather is perfect year-round and there's no winter, and it's like an Eden type of weather year-round for the most part. And why not just start your own theonomy and go ahead and invite any Christians that want to live there by God's law to live there? She is such a good lawnmower. Look at that. She's just mowing. You see that? She's a lawnmower and a weed whacker. She just naturally comes to where the grass got too long, and she just mows it. I don't feed any of my goats or any of my sheep or any of my chickens or any of my turkeys or any of my rabbits. I don't do that. People ask why I don't do that. Well, who's feeding these wild animals in nature? Wild goats. There's a jungle fowl that is basically a wild chicken. Turkeys are wild in North America. Nobody feeds them. They eat grass, weeds, seeds from the grass and the weeds, and they drink water. So I water my goats, I water my sheep, I water my chickens, turkeys, rabbits when I have them, and I water my cats. And then other than that, all the herbivores on my lawnmowers and all the carnivores, like you see that cat doing over there, or my mouse trap, see? The cat's out there hunting. When there aren't any mice to eat because she's done her job too well, she eats grasshoppers and whatnot. So, let's see here. Is this done expanding? I don't think it's... Maybe it's done. Okay. Now it's not solidified as of yet. But I think that's about how big it's going to get. We'll give it a little while to expand some more, and then we'll cut back to it. And we're going to add the tarp to it, add some compost, some soil, and some grass to it. And then in the meantime, I will go fill up the horse watering trough so we can see this bad boy float on water. So now we're going to go to the horse watering trough. We're going to fill that up with water so that we have something to float our island. Okay, so this is going to be our miniature ocean in this experiment. Fill this bad boy up. Have that.
think?
That the water is on. We got to go out there and check.
Yes, it is. Okay. So let's fill this up, and we'll go check on. Island. That piece of ground I dug up before, that was just regular clay with wild grass growing in it. This is my lamb's quarter garden that was a garden, a vegetable garden, until a tornado hit this part of my land and threw somebody else's house and property on top of it, and it's all strewn out all over the place right now being cleaned up. So this compost garden, I just let a bunch of wild lamb's quarters, weeds, because lamb's quarters are an edible wild plant, so I let them take root and grow in here. But I'm going to harvest a bit of this compost just to put it on the top of our island to give it a good base for those plants to grow in, those grasses that we planted in it to grow in. Just a tiny bit of compost. See, good black compost we got here. Get some of that, put it on there as a base. Okay. Let's do this. Try to finish up this experiment for you guys. Now, on our real version, we would add tarp to the top of this island just to keep everything neat, orderly. But this is just the experimental first draft version. Take some of this apart. Flat. Make it fit better. Oh, we got worms and all kinds of good stuff in here. Healthy soil. For clay, anyway. For clay, this is pretty healthy soil. I like my compost side of the land, personally. But it got overtaken by weeds, like I said. Had a whole acre of compost vegetable garden, but it got overtaken by weeds due to tornado issues. Good old Oklahoma. That's okay. Who cares about that when you figured out how to build a mobile floating island? Okay, let's go do this. It's going to be one of the island's lawnmowers. Good at her job. As you can see, never stops eating that grass. She's a lawnmower, a weed whacker, and a brush hog all together. My little mouse trap. She's got a sister that's also a little mouse trap. Got more than one lawnmower. You can see him over there laying down, being lazy and doing it the smart way. Work smart, not hard. That's how boys are. Good job, buddy. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You can build your own mobile floating island, place it in the ocean, and have your own landmass. Now, if you're going to do it on a large scale, you'd either need to make it very wide and very flat to keep it from flipping, as I learned, or you'd have to make it in a bunch of small square-cubed pieces that were tied together by running string or rope or some type of waterproof rope through the chemical mixture while it was forming so that it would set in place with the rope running through it, the waterproof rope running through it, through each one of those cube bricks. Then you lay a tarp down on top of that, compost, soil, plants, vegetables, fruit bushes, dwarf fruit trees, and you let your goats, your sheep, your chickens, your turkeys, your rabbits loose. They'll keep the grass mowed for you naturally. You got a meat source, egg, milk, cheese source, dairy source, and you can become king of your own micronation or emperor of your own micronations on the ocean, as my son will do. Now, our kingdom, of course, will be a benevolent, not malevolent, benevolent Christian dictatorship, theonomically ran, theonomy, an ecclesiocracy, meaning it's run by God's laws dictated for governments in Romans 13 and in other verses in the Bible, not by arbitrarily, subjectively made up rules that men come up with that change from one day to another. So, that's how my son's going to become a king of a micronation and an emperor of a microempire. And that's how you can make your own mobile floating island for leisure, for pleasure, for fun on the lake, or for global domination on the 71% of the planet that we call Earth that should be called planet water. So, this is Sherrick on behalf of his son Calvin and his daughters Brianna, Nailani, and Isabel, signing off so I can get back to global domination in a benevolent and godly way. Holler. Natural lawnmowers used to work. Man, that is cool. That is too cool. Oval floating island. How about that? This is the other little mouse trap that we got. The sibling of the other one I told you about. That's all these cats use. Full-time mice, rats, and any other kind of rodents and critters I don't want out here. And I just water them. About an hour later, the mobile floating island. The miniature version is still afloat. It's blowing around wherever the wind takes it. Until it's anchored. But, guys, I know this doesn't look like much because it's just, for all intents and purposes, to the untrained eye, a messy clump of grass and dirt on top of floating structure. But this is, first of all, small scale. Second of all, it wasn't designed to be pretty. There's no tarp involved. There's no manicured lawn on top. There's just tall, wild weeds. No tarp. This is just a messy, quick, thrown-together version of something that you need to see the much bigger picture on. If you are a libertarian, if you are a minarchist, if you are a small government Republican, if you are, like myself, a theonomist, you need to realize that with something like this, no government, no tyranny can ever force its hold on you again. Because 71% of the Earth's mass is water, not Earth. So, if this tub here was to present and represent the Earth, tiny little piece of it, like this size, would be the continents that we know as our governments. America, Russia, Germany, China, etc., etc. And the other 71% of that, only 29% constitutes continents, land. The other 71% can be filled with mobile floating cities, towns, states, nations, continents, governments, empires of our own making that no one can control us in a tyrannical and dictatorial way ever again unless we let them, once we realize this. So take the bigger picture away from this cool little science experiment that I did for my son here. I'm going to repeat it with my son. I'm going to do a much neater, cleaner, nicer looking version of it. First on a small scale like this, but just neater and cleaner, then on a larger scale, 20 foot by 20 foot perhaps, and ultimately, we're going to take a big, giant 100 foot by 100 foot version of this out to the ocean with an anchor, put it in the equator, and have our own theonomic ecclesiocracy micronation, where everything is mostly libertarian. Do pretty much whatever you want within the realms of reason. There will be no murder, rape, kidnapping, no like that allowed in a theonomy, but other than that, there's not going to be any tyrannical governments telling you how long your lawn has to be or whether or not you can harvest rain or you need a fishing license to go fishing, you need a driver's license to drive, you need your papers like the Nazi Germans said in order for you to basically do anything. There's not going to be any of that. So that's the takeaway from this experiment. Mobile floating micronations. So all you micronation fans on YouTube, think about it. I'm going to do more than just think about it, that's for darn sure. So is my son. Sherrick Official signing out.
Just make sure that this is...
Yep. Okay. So, let's go check on the island.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on? What's up? What's up? Happy Monday. We are super, super excited to be back with our interview series every Monday.
Yes, man. Listen, the last, if you have not caught all of the last interviews, you definitely got to rewatch, but we are back this time. Man, we're so blessed to have our new guest coming on. You're going to learn some extraordinary things. You're going to learn not only what I love about it is you're going to learn courage, you're going to learn, you're going to be inspired, and then you're going to learn about how people, you know, it was tough things in their path, but they were able to persevere and make these deals happen.
Yes, so we see people trickling in.
Yeah.
Definitely super excited for tonight's guest. Man,
yeah.
We got a killer about to come on and talk about her mobile home journey. And it's cool because she actually just started investing this year in January, and she's already profited close to $28,000 in a matter of 2 months. So that's just the kind of opportunity, you know, we definitely going to bring her on, and she's going to share that journey.
Yes. And so before we get started, let's see what everybody's checking in from, right? And then while you're checking in, do me a favor. Share this live with at least 5 people that should be on here. What's up, Gabe? I see Douglas on here. Let us know where y'all checking in from, and then that way we can get this thing started. Because, we got to warm it up, all right? We got to be able to warm this up. We got to make sure we get the queen on here and get everybody excited to get the queen on here. So let's see in the comments where you all checking in from. And as you guys are putting this, we are turning off the Wi-Fi on our devices, so that means we are nice, clear. All right, what we got? We got Strong Beach, California. I like it. Chicago, living in North Dakota. We got Pittsburgh. What up, Dave? Let's see. We got Alonda. Yes, we back. We got Chi-Town. What up, Terrence? ATL. Leslie from Jersey. We got NC, Douglasville. Hey, what's up, Sarita? Oh, man, we got the family deep in here. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it. Adrian Wynn, Chicago, Charlotte. We got, what's up? We got my man Gerald, Los Angeles. We got Samantha from Dallas. Y'all ready? If y'all ready, this is what I want y'all to do. If you guys are ready, because I cannot wait to bring the queen to the stage. If you are ready, I want you to put ready and put them prayer hands, put the hands up, the emojis, but I want you to put ready if you are ready to see this queen, to talk about her journey and get inspired tonight. So go ahead and put ready in that chat. Again, tag 5 people. When you did that, put done in the chat. But let's get it. I see A. Bush first time. Let's get it. Oh, man.
Cool. I just had to share it to our IG because we got to get as many people on tonight to hear about this queen's journey.
I
love the ready.
So the people are ready. I don't got the drum roll sound. But without further ado, I want to introduce this queen who dove right into mobile home investing. When I tell you guys that she came into mobile home investing as a rookie, but within 2 months is already like a vet, has been so active in our Facebook community, has asked the right questions, has took nothing but action, and has turned $6,000 to $28,000. Without further ado, I am so proud to introduce Artina Marie. Let me bring Artina Marie to the stage. What's up, Queen?
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm from the South, so hey, y'all. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Artina. We're super, super excited to learn. We know a little bit about your story, but to hear it live, like, we're stoked, and I'm sure everybody watching is stoked too. So we're going to jump right into it. For those who don't know who Artina is, let us know who you are, like, where you checking in from, what's your background, what you do.
Okay. Well, hello again. My name is Artina Marie. I am from a small town called Petticoat Junction, South Carolina. It's between Augusta, Georgia and Aiken, South Carolina. I lived in Columbia for 13 years, graduate of University of South Carolina, Columbia, go Gamecocks, where I received my undergrad degree, my master's degree, and then I went on to be a federal law enforcement officer for 8 years, which brought me to Charlotte. After working in the career field, you know, things change, people change, I changed, became a mom. I have five children, three of my own, two of my bonus blessings is what I like to call it. And so now, fast forward, law enforcement, got out of the career field, decided to start an online fitness business. And so I've been doing that for 5 years virtually from home. I have clients from the UK, Canada, and US, about 200 clients. And in that network, it's about 420,000 people. I am a top 100 producer in that company. But I always knew I wanted to get into real estate. I didn't know how. I was like, you know, I ain't got all that money to be, you know, like HGTV type of stuff. But I'm like, I know I want to get into this. So when I purchased my first home, I knew everyone's like, why are you purchasing a townhome? I'm like, Sadie, mind your business. I purchased it because I knew one day I wanted to rent it out. And so even then, not knowing what I was doing, I had, you know, the vision was there. And so I learned about single family mobile home, single family wholesaling, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Like many of us, right? You get on YouTube, those videos start popping off and you're like, oh, I don't need no money. I can get a house. I can, you know. So it was just overwhelming. You know, like it was so much information. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of analysis paralysis, but your girl was like stuck. I was like, this is way too much for me. So when COVID happened, I was like, yes, I'm not a failure. COVID's happened. I'm going to just fall back for a second. I had my first six-figure year in my online business that I've been working for 5 years. And I said, okay, at the start of December, I'm going to dive back in. I'm going to get back in there. So Clubhouse popped off. Awesome. So Clubhouse popped off. And there was a young lady named Andrea Harris and Sis Shanique. And I was like in a group. And they had these mobile homes. And, you know, people was acting out like bougie like a mobile home. I'm like, that's all I do growing up, right?
Right.
Triple wise. I know about a mobile home. So I went and did some investigating. And you guys came up. Because I just typed in mobile home invest. Locked up.
I love it.
So I came to y'all page like maybe a year ago, and I was happy for y'all. I celebrated y'all, but I just kind of was like, no, because the value goes down. You know, I don't know that's going to be for me. You know, the stuff. So I was like, all right, Lord, I'm going to dive in this. I know you got my back. I know if I put in the work, you're going to do the rest. So you need to give me a sign right here and now because my money hot. I'm ready to invest. Let me know what I need to do. Okay. So I'm on Clubhouse and here's the thing. I prayed about it. I mean, I literally was just like, Lord, let me know what I need to do. Get on Clubhouse. Boom. Who has a room? Who was talking? I think it was Nicole Briscoe that was talking.
Yeah, shout out Nicole. She in the building, too.
Boom. That's the sign. So literally, once I found y'all, I watched every single video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, I know these people. Mm-hmm. I've watched it like several times. Now, there was other videos, like, popping up in the ads. I was like, no, these are my people. So I paid for the class. I was like, you know, for me, I won't spend money on clothes. I don't spend money on foolishness. But I will spend money on food and money that's going to make money. So am I echoing?
No, you're good.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay. It's echoing on my end. So I said, okay, I'm investing this, y'all. I got up in the modules. I was like, okay, it's cool. My parents were here for Christmas. They ain't see me. I was in my office like, you know, I'm just going in. And so I got through your modules, and then Nicole Briscoe popped up again. I was like, because I came in thinking about wholesaling. Mm-hmm. Nothing about no flipping and fixing, seller financing. I just wanted to wholesale. So I was like, well, who's wholesaling? So Nicole mentioned Calvin Ahia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, shout out Calvin.
So I was on the train. So I found y'all, then I found Nicole, then I found Calvin. So I was already enrolled in your class. I just knew that, you know, I wanted to work with somebody near me, mm-hmm. you
yes.
know? And so I'm like, okay, these, I feel like y'all my brother and sister. I'm like, okay, my brother, my sister, they didn't gave me the blueprint.
Right.
They didn't give me the foundation. Now I need to reach out to somebody else because I didn't want to, I mean, I know y'all have heard Nicole say jump out the porch, but I need a life vest. Like, I want to jump in the water.
Right.
I know how to kind of swim, but when things get tough, I need somebody in my ear. That's just the type of learner I am.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Nicole, and she said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to host it. She said, check out Calvin. Mm-hmm. So I went to Calvin. So I got into his academy. So I'm like, boom. I got my mentor for fixing and flipping.
Mm-hmm.
I got my mentor for wholesaling. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, I need somebody in my ear here in North Carolina. And that's when I hit up Nicole.
Yep.
Yeah.
So y'all folks have just helped me like tremendously. And yeah, I just hit the ground running. Y'all going to have to ask questions because I'll just keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Sure.
I love it. I mean, thank you for just for being open and transparent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One thing that, you know, I really heard from you is the fact that when you got interested, right, and you began seeing the people, you didn't just stop at one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you went and invested. You said, hey, look, you know, Mobile Home Elite got a program. Hey, let you know, Nicole, let me go to Calvin. And you got the complete package by doing it. And everybody that's watching right now, Don't be scared to, you know, definitely invest in other programs, because if you want to know the complete game, all of us have different strategies that you really can apply and continue to sharpen your, you know, your tools.
That's right.
So you kind of already touched on our next question, which was how you got introduced to mobile home investing. So we're going to dive right into what everybody waiting on. Let's talk about the beginning. Let's talk about that first deal that you brought back in February. I think you profited around like $19,500 on that, which was kind of coinky thing because that's what we profited on our first two deals. So I was like, that's what's up. So yeah, talk about that deal.
I'm ready. I'm excited. So it's crazy because when I used to watch YouTube videos, I said, you know what? I'm going to work and they're going to be asking me to speak on this call.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Manifested to us.
Yes. So the one that you just mentioned, that was my second.
Okay.
Yeah. So my wholesaling mentor was like, we're going to give you a 30-day challenge.
Mm.
You to get your first deal in 30 days. Okay. So every Tuesday, we got on this call, and he just was like, hey, where are we at? And I'm like, well, I don't want to just be stuck on y'all modules. I need to, like, go. So
yeah.
January was my month of learning. February the 1st, I said, okay, before my birthday, February 26th, cash out me next year.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm a wholesale house. I'm a buy and hold house. And I'm a flip. Not fix. I said, I'm a flip a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it out there. I wrote it down. I put it in Google Notes. It was part of my affirmations every morning. I walked around saying it. I was in the shower saying it. I told any and everybody who's close to me, this is what I'm going to do, right? So I just went moving. So the first thing I did, I put bandit signs out. I was like, cool. I went and opened up a business account. Chase was like, we're going to give you a little bit of cash for opening this account. I took that mm-hmm. money, didn't spend a dime, and I purchased my bandit signs.
Nice.
Okay. Y'all should have seen me out there in the mud and the rain. It had to rain the whole month. And it was cold.
Yeah.
And so I would get up, jump out, make sure a car wasn't coming, put the sign in. It got concrete in, can't get the sign in, come back, cars coming slowing down. I'm like, oh, Lord, what am I doing? What am I doing out here? But I kept saying, I'm going to get this deal. I kept making phone calls to parks. They hung up in my face. I called back. I said, hey, you good? Because I think the phone hung up. I called one guy back. I said, you done hung up on me 3 times. Do we know each other? And he laughed. And, you know, we doing business. I mean, I literally did everything y'all told me to do. I went to Google Maps. I put in mobile home parks near me, put gas in the car, used the app y'all told me, and I went riding. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, ABCD park, that ain't good. You know, so I went, and any person that was outside, handyman, somebody getting in the car, I'm rolling the window down. Hey, you live here? You work here? Tell me about it. Give me the scoop. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I mean, I'm talking about driving. I'm like, ooh, my money's going low because I drive a Denali and the gas tank is
low.
But I kept saying, all right, Lord, don't let me get fined for these bandit signs. And if I do, let my deal pay it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So put bandit signs out. I told my dad we're going riding. Now, my dad, who is he on here? He on here. So my dad, I was like, Daddy, it's something that I really want to do, and I just need you to go riding with me. My dad's like, let's ride. Let's go. I put out bandit signs. First off, I'm doing all this scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing all this, like, when I had to call the parks, I'm like, okay, it's just another person. I remember I'm in your Facebook group, too.
Yeah.
I want all the good. So I'm in the Facebook group, too. So I'm about to call the park. I'm like, it's just another person on the other end. How am I going to get an answer if I don't call? You know, like, what they going to say? And at the end of the day, the park manager worked for somebody else. They just applied for a job, got it. It ain't their part.
Yep.
So I'm like, you got this. I even had to take a little sip of wine. I was like, you got it. Shaking. So I started recording myself talking. And, you know, when you're nervous, you forget what people say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on this phone talking about stuff I don't even know nothing about, but it sounds good. Listening to y'all training, picking up off what y'all said. I'm like, you know, don't call and just say, do you take investors? You know, I stayed away from that. And so I literally just called back. I followed up with people, and I got out there. Like, you guys said make an ad. I made an ad. Drop form, boom. Everything that y'all said, I did. You know, because I'm like, if it worked for you, it can work for me. I just gotta go out there and do it.
Right.
So this guy calls me. Now, let me tell you this. I'm trying to be as honest as possible. When your phone started ringing from the bandit sign, 3 times I let it ring. I'm like, oh, my God, they called me. They're calling me. So I psyched myself out. I said, well, if they really mean business, they'll leave a message. But truth be told, I was just scared.
Yeah.
So I finally answered the phone. A gentleman called. He's like, I got a home. You can have one for free. I'm like, Lord, I'm being scammed already. I said, okay, we'll ride down there. Beautiful home, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, nice deck. And he said, how much do you want to give me? I said, well, I'm thinking like close your mouth, T, because as y'all can tell, I can talk. So I was like, how much you trying to give it to me for? $1,000. I said, what happened? You know, $1,000, like that's all. And y'all, this was a couple of days. This was the day after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought it for $1,000. He gave me the double wide behind him for free, which he should have because it's a complete teardown.
No.
Paid $1,000 for it. I don't know how to sign a title. I think a lot of us don't move forward because we're like, what if? Well, what if this happens? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what if it do happen? Like, if you got a mentor like you were supposed to have, you just ask them, you know? And if you mess up, that's how you learn.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for it, paid him the money, did everything y'all told me to do, put it on Facebook Marketplace that same day. So I bought it on a Monday, and by that Thursday, sold it for
$11,000.
Y'all, I'm sitting in a Walmart parking lot. Like a dope deal, like my daddy was like, "This ain't safe. You should have had." I'm like, "Please, God, let this money be real, right? Because it's a lot of money." So they gave me $11,000, paid me $11,000 for it. But let me tell y'all what the true blessing was in it. True blessing was number one, the seller really needed this $1,000 to get their vehicle out. His wife had cancer, and they just need to get their vehicle from the car mechanic.
Okay.
And so it was just such like a relief for him just to, you know, this $1,000. I'm like, thank you. Like, I would have paid a little bit more. And then the buyer had been looking forever. And they said every time they came across something, it was somebody else picked it up. So they were super excited. But the best part was my dad. We were in the car together, and I counting the money. And I said, he showed the house twice. All he had to do was go in, show the house, gave him $2,000. When I tell y'all, that was the best part of the whole deal, because they have looked out for me in ways that you can, I mean, I just have the best parents.
Yeah.
And what drove, you got to have a why.
Right.
That why is different for everybody. And my why was like, I'm going to make this deal work.
Yeah.
Because I just want to pay it forward to my parents.
Yeah.
Just let me make it work so I can, you know. Yeah. And that was my first deal, y'all.
Oh, man, I love it. Listen, if anybody, first of all, y'all in the comments, start dropping them fire signs. Drop the fire emojis, because, Artina, listen, your story, right? I mean, it's phenomenal how you just jump in, like you said, Nicole said, you right, jump off the porch, right? And that's what you did, right? You think about it, to learn 30 days, 31 days in January, and then to finally sign up for a program and be challenged, to even be challenged and to take on that challenge, right? That right there is, I mean, it's a true testimony. Because I'm going to be real, like sometimes that can take, you talking about education, right? I think somebody put it earlier, analysis paralysis, right? I think Douglas talked about that. Analysis paralysis is real. And we really, really can become engulfed with learning, right? Oh, I don't want to do this. And now we're not really making moves. So, man, like, shout out to you for real, because that's so powerful. And again, shout out to mom and dad for being on board. You're talking about this a family affair, right? This, man, this huge. And I hope everybody listening, this is what I was looking for right here, right? Hills Project and Jobs says inspire.
Yep.
Inspire, and that's what I hear. It's just the inspiration from you. You didn't, no excuses, right? No excuses. You went right in. So let's talk about the other deal, right? Let's talk about the deal when you only spent $5,000. I ain't gonna talk about the profit, but talk about that deal. We spent $5,000.
So that home, so it was a Saturday when I bought the home for $1,000. But that Friday, which was my birthday, I had been just manifesting. I'm going to purchase a home before my birthday. Now, mind you, they called me and said they had a home, and I kept saying, Lord, if this home is for me, if it's not for me, give me a sign. Make it clear as day, because you know the Lord will give you a sign, and you'd be like, no, not that one. Give me a more clear sign.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, give me a very, very clear sign if this is not for me. Y'all, I get to the park, somebody been drove into the mobile home. I didn't mean it like that, but thank you. So I told the park manager, I said, well, if something else comes up, please let me know. I called her every other day, and I'll start off with, hey, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm like calling, because I like to create a sense of urgency. If you just out here moving, but you ain't got no date, and you just like, you just going to make it happen, then it's likely to happen, you know, further along than you want it to. If you set a date, then you have something to say, okay, I need to make sure my actions align with the goal that I'm trying to get to. And so I knew by my birthday, I needed to have purchased a home. So she says, well, we have one we're going to list for $8,000, but if you like it, you can have it for $5,000. So I went in there.
Come on. All right. Come on, negotiation.
I said, oh, okay. She said, but again, we're going to list it for $8,000. You got to, you know, you let me know. So I walked in there. I'm like, well, what's wrong with it? Because it was nice. You know, I'm thinking, you know, when we go through the margins, I'm thinking I'm about to walk into something where I got to be tiptoeing and holding my face. And I asked her, what's wrong with it? She said, well, we haven't had an investor in the park in years, but I just like your honesty. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's a lot of people that won't be honest with us, and you just laid it out for us so you can allow us to make the decision. And she said, nobody's ever called and asked me, number one, how I was doing and sound like they genuinely meant it. No one ever said, hey, I don't want to bother you. You know, no one ever said that. And she said, it was one point you called and my voice was kind of hoarse and you said, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And she was like, nobody's asking me, am I okay? And forever. And she said, that just kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. you good? Because it's 5,000. She said 5,000. So yeah, I went into the wholesale, like, you know, well, hey, well, what if I want to sell this home? How does that look? You know, ask all the right questions. And I purchased it for 5,000. I paid lot rent for that month. And I sat on it for like 3 weeks because, y'all, I didn't watch HGTV too much. My daddy was like, you're not going to live in this house, you know?
Exactly.
I'm gonna live in this house. And before I bought it, I called Nicole and I said, Nicole, what should I do? She said, well, she said, you know how Nicole talks. She said, buy the house. What you want to do? You're not going to buy the house.
I'm sorry, girl.
That's Nicole. She's going to give it to you straight.
Buy the house. I said, okay. I messaged Calvin. I'm like, you know, this is what I should do. Like, go for it. This is what you wanted. So I purchased it. I sat on it for a little bit because I'm like, well, maybe I need to paint it, lay out some mulch, put out some, like, just all type of stuff. And everyone, my fiance, my dad was like, you ain't got to do all that. But I just wanted to stand out in the park. Like, I didn't want to just turn around. I wanted them to know, okay, she did that. So I put mulch out. And they were like, wow, that mulch, you know, really spruced up the home. Yeah. That's all we did. My parents came down on the weekend. We washed the walls. My mom, I'm talking about, she cleaned that home like I was about to stay up in there.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Cleaned the home. We got it smelling good. And I put it, I was like, well, I'm going to wait. Call it, what you waiting for? You want them to get their stimmy check with somebody else or you? Like, I want them to give them to me. You know, what you want to phone me for? Market, put it on marketplace. So within hours, I had over 100 responses.
Wow.
Within an hour. And, wow. You know, we all get into this to make an income. You know, we want to help people, but at the end of the day, we are income driven.
Exactly.
But once you get into this, you don't realize how many people are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a place to stay, like so many things that people take for granted. Because with this comes soft stories, with this comes real life, and now these people are like trusting you, you know, to help them, give them a clean, safe, affordable place to live. Mm-hmm. And so it really just became so much bigger. Mm-hmm. Like the money gonna come. If you lead with love and you lead with passion, the money gonna come, right?
Yeah.
And so if you treat people right, the money is gonna come. So it opened my eyes, and now I just wanna go even harder because, you know, the more I help people, the more I'm able to help somebody else. You know, the more I get, the more I'm able to give back. And so that was that deal. And I listed it. So I was telling Nicole, I was like, I'm so scared of doing seller finance because of the climate that we're in with COVID and whatnot. She's like, make this money. So with that one, I listed it for $19,500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if somebody hit me up and was like, boom, we're going to give you 18, I was going to take the 18, but I had it set up where it was like $450 lot rent plus another $400. And then when they messaged me, I gave them the whole spiel, like this is the minimum, this is a rent loan or cash. And I think it was Calvin was like, hey, I promise you, if you list it as a rent, people will say, well, how much can I pay for it?
Yeah.
If it's cash, people say, can I rent it out?
Mm-hmm.
And so after meeting so many people, like, yes, I made my money back and more. It came up to
$16,286.
Nice. Because what I did was it would be on payment. So that comes up to 21,000, some other numbers. But I put 5,000 in and then I got 6,200 back.
So. I love it.
Nice.
I love it. Like, you draw so many gems on here. That's why I was like, we don't even have this banner, but I had to make this as you was talking.
I was just about to hop in and say, like, I hope everybody on here is taking good notes because Artina dropped so many gems just for the past 5 minutes. Like, I got some gems, so I know y'all have some gems as well.
Yeah, like, one thing I want to, you know, reiterate, we are in a helping business. And Artina really, 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 I love it right here on my Facebook user says, I'm clapping, right?
Yeah.
I love it. And to shout out everybody in the Facebook group that's watching, you can watch it in the Facebook group or you can watch it on YouTube. And if you want to watch it in the Facebook group, that's a private group. But what I love is when you start putting the people first, I feel your turnaround just became instant. Like, And that's one thing I love about this industry, right? It helps us because, you know, here, like, you know, just kind of us being from the south side of Chicago, our city is very segregated. Mm-hmm. And so when we got in this industry, we were able to see, like, you know, it's not about race in this industry. It's about helping people who sometimes have unfortunates. They don't have, you know, the same resources that you have. And they just trying to get on their feet and have a clean, safe, affordable house. And so now, you know, when you really hit that, that's what I was like, I had to put them gems. Because everybody listening, if you go into this business thinking about the money, you're going to get burnt out fast. You're going to get burnt out. But if you put the people first, the money going to start stacking up.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So let's briefly talk about your wholesaling experience. So I know you just recently closed one. You got like $3,500 for the fee. So let's just talk about not really the steps of wholesaling, but let's talk about what was your biggest lesson learned in that wholesale deal? What's something that you took away from that wholesale deal?
First, let me say, my very first deal was a double wide.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted $50,000 for it. I talked her down to $42,000. I listed it for $49,500, and in 2 days I got a buyer. $49,500. My profit would have been $7,500.
Yeah.
I asked her, good, is there anybody else, any other decision maker? She said, no, we were good. He came all the way from New York. I sat it up at the bank all nice with the notary. I had on my cute yellow, you know, like my lucky little blouse. My I'm ready. He deposits the $7,500 for my deposit.
Mm-hmm.
He cut the check for the $42,000. We get in there. She no longer speaks English. Somebody who I've never met in my life, her cousin, said he doesn't know if this is right. Okay? That's a very good. So they were on some shady stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I did? The buyer had a realtor. The seller had a realtor. So I literally had to educate both realtors, you know, like the blind almost leading the blind, but I had to wake up and make sure I had my stuff in order. So it challenged me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I could have said, no, this is too much, but I was like, I know I'm going to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we step away from, the things that we may feel like it's too hard, those are things you need to just fail forward because you're going to grow through it. You know, it's going to make you stronger. And I feel like it's almost God's way preparing you for something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was upset. I cried a little bit. Like, when I want to fight, I cry. Like, I'm a real crybaby when I want to fight. I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, all right, Lord, this is going to bring me on to something even bigger. I'm ready. Thank you for taking me through this process because something bigger awaits me.
Yeah.
Y'all, that day I took the seller with me. I took the realtor with me. At the end, the lady who backed out, the seller, mm-hmm. nobody wanted to deal with her. So I just told mm-hmm. them, both realtors was like, we love how you did business. We love how transparent you were. We love that how you communicated with everything. And so they were like, we definitely want to work with you in the future.
Right.
And so I built that relationship. And then one of them spoke Spanish. So now he's agreed to translate for me.
Oh,
nice. So the buyer, I told him, I said, do you trust me? He said, yeah. I said, you need to walk away from this. Because they came back and was like, okay, we want to do it. Mm-mm. It's $7,500. Mm-mm. I'll get it from somewhere else.
Right.
So if you start wrong, it's going to end wrong.
Exactly.
So I told the buyer, I said, I got you. Y'all, I got to work. I called every part like, hey, this is what happened. We ended up in the same part he was going to buy from. They paid, they're paying me a finder's fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, I will pay you this for helping me out, just for helping me, because you could have just left me stranded and said, hey, the deal didn't close. And so that's what happened with that. What I have learned, aside from asking them three or four times, like, mm-hmm. is there anybody else? It's just, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes.
Still have things in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every, you know, we get on YouTube and all we hear is about the success stories, the highlight mm-hmm. reels. But what you don't realize is all the deals that fell through before that deal even took place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I've the more you work, the more deals that's going to fall through. That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I would say is fail forward. Know you're going to grow through it. Know that it's okay. know that, you know, if you're consistent and you keep doing the work, a deal is going to come. And just be transparent with people. A lot of people have questions like, well, what if the seller and the buyer, how do I keep them apart? If you were just honest and from the jump, you don't need to worry about that. And then if you feel kind of sick to your stomach about the fee, then maybe it's too much. You know, like, mm-hmm. you're getting over on somebody, and that ain't the right way to do it. And so you got to somewhat do an audit on yourself on how you're doing business. And so that's just, you know, that's the big thing. Be transparent with both parties. Let them know what's, you're not telling me everything, but right. to the point where, you know, they trust you. People do business mm-hmm. with those they like, love, and trust. If they trust you and you have good business, then relationships. Everything that I've received since then has come from somebody else because of the relationships that I made, because of the networking, saying, hey, do you know anybody else that has a home for sale? Hey, do you know anybody else that's about to move? And so, you know, I can go on and on with
this. Oh, man. I love it. You've been dropping so many gems, and I think that, you know, that definitely goes back into, you know, somebody just talked about honesty, right? And, you know, the fact that you able to keep, it said, even though despite it fell through, being professional, still be willing to show them, because you easily could have been like, you know what, screw this, I'm not, y'all on your own. But you didn't, you continue to help, and that end up, you know, helping you in the long run. So now that kind of goes into my next question, right? Like, you talked about the relationships. So how important, can you tell the audience how important it is to build the relationships in your mobile home investing journey?
It is so important. I feel like relationships will, you know, open doors that the money can't, you know, that your bandit signs can't. You may, like, if somebody knows you and they know that you do good business, they're going to be talking about you. You know, they're going to say, hey, call this person. There's people in other states that you don't know that's watching you. And if they hear your name, someone could say, get in contact with her. You know, get in contact with him. Even with the parks, I go in there and I talk to her about life before we even talk about business. And guess what? She'll start talking. Now I just found out her best friend has a park, right? Even with that deal, every buyer that comes, even if they say no, I said, let me get your information. Let me know what you're looking for, you know? And then they call and tell somebody, hey, so-and-so got your number. If so, you can't do this by yourself. It's a lot that you can do by yourself. But with this, like, you really, it's going to be so much harder, so much harder. And let me just say this, with JVing, right? You know, you build relationships through JVing, but sometimes I feel like people use that as a crutch because they're scared to go out there and do it by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of this you can do by yourself.
Free.
You can do by yourself, right?
Free.
You know, here, you want to get to the point where there's so much coming to you, because that's the point I'm going to get to one day.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much coming to you where you got to outsource. You got to call your friend up and say, hey, I'm going to give you this one. Make sure you be the friend that get the phone call. You know, make sure you're the person that someone's calling and say, hey, I got to unload this. Because here's the thing. People got money to spend.
Yeah, a whole lot of it.
You'll be so surprised. Don't count other people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they say, okay, I need this to happen, you want to be the person to open your mouth,
mm-hmm.
talk to people, build relationships, get in Clubhouse. Don't sit in Clubhouse. Go out and work afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be coachable. Get into all the groups.
Mm-hmm.
Get into all the groups and then give. I think so many times people get in the group wanting, but they don't give. I feel like the more that you're a go-giver, the more you're going to get back. So if someone has a question in your Facebook group and you know the answer, or you can, you know, recommend somebody or point them in the right direction, do that. Because guess what? That's a form of networking.
Mm-hmm.
Because you help them on something so little, they'll think of you and say, hey, you looked out. I have this. Do you want a JV?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
And what I love about it, Artina, we ask that same question on all of our interviews, and everybody always answers the same. Everybody always talk about how important a relationship is. Byron and I always talk about it in our training, that this is a relationship business. Like, you can try to come in and do it by yourself. You can stay online all you want to, but if you're scared to get out and drive for dollars and be that go-giver like Artina just talked about, you're not going to succeed in this. So I appreciate you sharing that. So, yes, I know we got so many newbies on here, so many people that are probably just kind of resonating with your story right now about being scared and being fearful. So what's some advice you would give to someone new who's looking to start in mobile home investing?
First off, get a mentor. All right. And some may feel like they don't have the money, but we all just got to check, most of us. Right.
Okay.
And so, you know, how bad do you want it? Like, you got cable, you have, you know, you're going out to eat, ordering DoorDash and Grubhub and all these things. Like, do you not have the money, or is your money just going somewhere else? Right. And if you don't have it, then you need to be trying to save up for it.
Yeah.
The classes, you know, you're going to get it back in return. So a mentor and these guys, right? But take it a step further and find somebody in your state. Now they have, you know, Byron and Sharnice has a great video on this is what your state does, but to have someone in your state as a mentor is just on another level, right? Mm-hmm. So have a mentor. Set some goals. Like, just don't, I'm a mobile home investor, but like, what do you want to do? And then be very clear on your why, because that why is going to get you up to put bandit signs in rank. You know, the why is going to make you make the phone call even when you are scared. The why is going to make you respond to the messages and go find the answer when you don't have it. And so for me, my why is my family. Mm-hmm. You know, and my why is my kids. I'm like, this park manager, you know, he ain't upset with me because he don't even know me.
Right.
So if I can just leave my emotions to the side and I think about what's more important, me being scared to call, like, I'm more scared of being stuck and not, you know, not having the things that I want to have and the things I want to provide for my kids more than I am all the things that come with investing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And so because I'm so clear on my why, although I'm scared because I'm human, I don't allow that to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm consistent. Like, here's the thing. If you're scared to do something, pull up your bank account. I bet you won't be scared then, right?
Right.
You got your kids. What you going to tell your kids?
Right.
I was scared to make the call. Like, I was scared to go out there and do it. Like, and if you don't have a child, think about your future.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those of you who do have the money, okay, how can you step into this opportunity and bless somebody else and then put them on? You know, like, your house may not be burning down, but you don't know what's going on with somebody else in your family. Put your family on.
Yep.
So that's, you know, that's the thing. Be clear on your why, and don't say you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
If you can watch Netflix, if you can be on Clubhouse, if you can be on TikTok, you got the time.
Yes.
That's a word right there.
That's a word.
That is a word, Martina. When I tell you, listen, I'm excited because first of all, I'm going to say this. You already spoke to existence. I think I remember the email when the queen said, I'm going to be on y'all's show. I'm gonna be on y'all's show, and now you came, and I mean, when I tell you that, like, to open up season two, oh man, I mean, you set the bar high. So everybody watching, they're definitely gonna be on here next, man. Y'all know y'all gotta come because you truly bring your energy. I mean, just man. So let me ask you. Kind of talked about it. Oh man, and I want to ask you this. What would you say about our program that really helped you on your mobile home investing journey?
First off, when I logged in, I was like, okay, all right, this is like, you know, really work. I didn't expect y'all to like be on the video,
yeah.
Like saying, hey, if you need to stop the screen and go do this, let's do it. And I was like, oh, you want me to do this right now? You know, and y'all are like, yeah, go and do this. Right now. So I'm going to do it like right now. And I love that I'm able to, anytime I have a question about something, I can just go back and say, okay. And I wrote down important stuff like this was in module 3. So when I need it, I can go right back to it.
Yes.
You know? It's no guesswork. Like, it's literally given to you on a silver platter. The tools, the resources that you need, it's just there. Now, they're not going to be able to give you everything because there is different situations and different scenarios for everything. And, you know, a lot of people may not like the style because they may need hand holding.
Yeah.
It's on you because you need hand holding, but the program is good. Like, everything is there, like it's laid out. But what I love is the motivation in the beginning to remind you that it can, you can be like, I'm in North Carolina, so I could easily get discouraged and be like, you know, so many investors, but when y'all pull up that map to remind me, like, it's, you know, there's surrounding areas and there's enough to go around. I love that. I love that. And then the homework. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just like, here it is. It's like, okay, well, when you go to the next module, you need to do this homework.
Yeah.
You for the next step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you just were to do those things, everything just kind of unfolds.
Wow.
And then you said, do you know any investors? And I'm like, well, a little bit. And he said, Sarah, because you're looking at one. I said, okay. So just, you know, like, the motivation that, you know, people need is there on every single module. And I think people do it all in one night anyway. But every single time I went back, I've learned something new.
Every single time.
And then to take it a step further to be in your Facebook group, there are some things in the group that's not in the training. Like how to talk to park managers, you know, and you drop all your gems and you can't miss it because your boo was on the background like, Queen just dropped one. Y'all missed it. You know? So the videos in there is just so good.
Yeah.
And then I just go in the search bar when I have a question.
Yep.
You know, you've had the group up and running, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person to ask for what contract you need. So it's been very, very helpful.
Yes, man. We appreciate that.
I see Terry. Yeah. Shout out Terry, man. Wishing Terry a speedy recovery, man. That's one of our active Facebook love going. I appreciate the king.
Yes,
going live.
It feel like a family. Cause you know, right. And, you know, he had surgery and he reached out and you just get to know people. Like, here's the thing. This group are basically your buyers. Sometimes. Because it's like, hey, if you have a deal and you know that they're flipping, you ain't even got to put it on the marketplace. You just shoot it back, you know.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, man. I love it. Like, listen, everybody, first and foremost, what I want y'all to do is if you're on Instagram, make sure you are following Artina, both her mobile home page. Make sure you're following her because y'all see the energy. Y'all feel the energy what the queen is bringing. And I know she blazed this interview. So make sure y'all keep up with her journey as well. And the queen just talked about, you know, as far as our program. And so y'all know how we get down. Season two, we go ahead and launch it. And I've seen somebody earlier ask, like, how much is the course? So with that being said, tonight we got a special offer for you guys tonight. If you want to learn, if you like, you know, I'm eager. I want to learn what everything Artina learned and more. Tonight what we got, I'm about to drop in the chat. We're doing $100 off our Elite e-course, which is normally priced at $499. But tonight, I'm going to get y'all the wrong one. Hold on.
Anyway, that's not $100 off.
You're right.
But yes, go ahead and take advantage. Thank Artina for that, for coming to drop these gems. So we want y'all to come on and join the family so we can have y'all on here next, right? Somebody said you're going to be a tough act to follow, but listen, this is like...
We all in this together.
Right.
Oh, man, I love it.
Collaboration over competition.
Oh, man, yes. Say it again, Queen.
Collaboration over competition.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what we're all about. So, yes.
Yes. And so here's the thing. I got something special. We were able to partner with PayPal. And so here's the thing. Sometimes I always want you guys to be able to leverage your credit. So what I'm going to put in the chat is PayPal credit, they offer a 0% interest for 6 months. Go ahead and apply. Before you use your own capital, apply for PayPal if you already don't have it. I'm going to go ahead and post the link. It'll take about 60 seconds for you to actually go ahead and apply for PayPal credit. Get approved. You got 6 months. Let the course pay for itself. 0% interest. Take advantage of that. I'm going to go ahead and put the link as well. And then we're going to dive into that Q&A because I know y'all got some wonderful questions for Artina, and I see one already in there. Definitely ask your questions in the chat. And
let me just say shout out to my sister and my brother. And my parents are on here. I wouldn't go tell nobody, right? I was going to wait to the end, but I messaged them an hour ago. I'm like, hey, click this link and be here.
Yeah, so, your email, yes. No, shout out to family.
That bro right there, Carl?
Yeah.
What up, Carl? What up, family?
That's so dope.
Oh, man. So.
I think we'll take a few questions. We got one right here.
So, Kayla says, why are partner managers important relationships? And if the units are sold by sellers on Facebook Marketplace, So why are the partner managers important relationships if the units are being sold on Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, et cetera?
Well, if the unit is in their park, that's important because they make, you know, they make the decisions. They don't want you to just buy and pull their park out,
mm-hmm.
or pull their home out of the park, excuse me. So that's important. Although they have a boss, you still got to kind of, you know, you got to go through them. Now, some of the units on Facebook Place are sold on land, but where are you going to pull them to? You're going to pull them in the park. So, again, it goes back to the park manager.
Yep. Answered that beautifully, beautifully.
Now, real quick, shout out Terry. He said, can I cash app somebody $25 to help someone buy the course? So you get
it.
An additional $25 mm-hmm. off Terry, man, with a huge heart. If that's something you guys, man, make sure you guys maybe drop your cash out in the chat. But it got to be to buy the course. Don't just be trying to finesse.
Right.
Get $25 from Terry.
Right.
All right, so again, he wanted to help you guys. So you
and don't use that $25 and just join the Facebook group because you can tell who's in the Facebook group but don't have the course.
Mm.
Some of the questions is like, it's in module 4,
yes.
You know?
It's my girl, we here.
Yes, yes. Shout out to family right there.
Yeah.
So let's see. Any other questions? You definitely want to utilize the chat. We can take a few questions.
Yes.
Probably about 2 to 3 questions. We definitely want to do it. Don, what's going on? I love it. I love it, Don. We watch out, Don. We will be bringing back our mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you sign up for our email list. And we'll go out to, as well as you purchase the course, look out. We bring in that fast track program back and definitely have a nice class. I love it. See, welcome mom and dad and family. Very proud. I love it. I love it.
Hey, Lorraine.
That's what's up. So listen.
Let's see. Kayla got another question. Do you recommend buying in 55-plus senior communities? Florida is full of them.
If they're selling for under $5,000.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't limit yourself. Like, sometimes we don't move because we are saying we're playing out situations that don't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you got into the park and you got approved, and you can and you will, then a buyer is going to come. And you know if they over 55, they got the money. So, and you know more than likely it's a consumer buyer, so you know how to handle it all.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And I love it. Yes. I mean, honestly, you know, Artina said it perfect. Don't limit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to know how to market to, you know, anyone that's 55 and plus. Sometimes they may not be on Facebook. Some may not, right? So they may not be on social apps.
Oh, they learn it. They're on Facebook now.
All right, it is. All right.
They got it's profile picture this close.
They learn it.
I love it. I love it. Terrence, hey, Terrence, definitely going to keep you posted, man. Cannot wait to see the next program, Terrence. Let's see.
Samantha
said, where did you put up bandit signs?
Everywhere. No, so what I did was I Googled the park. And then I would go to, like, the exit. So, you know, like, if there's a park, you know, in order for them to get to the main road, they got to get to that stop sign. Where that sign sign, that's where that sign going to be, right? So I put it there on a Saturday. So I do it on Friday night. So I know everybody probably going to Walmart.
Yeah.
Dollar General, Family Dollar. Boom, there go the sign. I have it right there. Anytime I'm out, I'm meeting someone. It may not be on a Friday. I just pray and say, Lord, don't let code enforcement pull my sign up. I just go ahead and put the sign out.
Mm.
So any and everywhere. Now, I have seen signs in the park.
Mm.
And I'll even call and say, you know, I didn't want to be disrespectful and put signs in your park. And he'll be like, I really appreciate that.
Right.
And
I love it.
You know, but that's my way of saying, like, hey, like, I didn't want to do that, but I did put it further out.
Mm-hmm. No, that's real strong. Everybody on here, don't put up the bandit signs inside of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Do not put that inside the community, right? You have to understand that that right there, I mean, here's the thing, right? We see it in our neighborhoods. We see, you know, bandit signs. But you don't see bandit signs in front of somebody's house. No. You don't see bandit. You see them on corners. So you definitely just want to, you know, yeah, that's just a no-no.
Let me say this. My first deal came from, I asked my parents, but I have a huge yard. And I said, Daddy, can I, my first bandit sign, can I put it by the mailbox? He said, yeah, go on out here and put it by the mailbox. I went and asked the people at the fish market, can I put my sign here? Like, use the people that you know and drive into the country. So get out of the city, drive into the country, go back home, the people that you know, so that when they call, you can form that rapport and you can say, yeah, I went to this school, I went to this church, you know, I went there, and then they start trusting you. And they're like, okay, because the first part that I called, you know, she said, well, do you know this person? I'm like, yeah, we went to high school together. And I was able to say that because, you know, I was in the area. So go to different places and say, hey, do you mind if I put my sign right here? And then to take it a step further, get you some virtual bandit signs. You can make those on the computer and blast them out everywhere online. And then tell your friends that want to support you to make sure they share it.
I love it. And you kind of answered the next question.
Yeah, this is it. Cause this is coming, thoughts on purchasing rural areas, marketing ideas. And she just dropped that.
So
we can take two more questions. Let me see. We got Ian Smith says, how do you know when not to purchase most $1,000 to $5,000 mobile homes are in bad condition?
If you got so we went into one and I had to step on the boards so I couldn't fall through. I feel like if you can see the ground and you can see the sky, you know, I mean, you may have the money to do it, but I just wouldn't recommend doing that on your first deal. I wouldn't recommend moving it, but also don't limit yourself. Like, you would know. Like, you know how long your money is.
Yeah.
If your money ain't long, then you don't want to get into a home that's going to need a whole lot of work. So just, you know, gauge it on what you can do. The money you have, the time you have, how far it is from where you live at, and then what's your exit strategy? So, you know, just think of all those things.
Your facts. And then here's the thing. You may not want to buy it and renovate it. But it could be someone else who is willing to do it. So we talk about building that buyer's list, right? If there are people who are looking for mobile homes in bad conditions, as long as the structure, you know, the outside structure isn't too bad. So now you're able to kind of go and sell it to them. If it's $1,000 and you sell it for $2,000, you just walk away with $1,000. So
that is called a handyman special.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. I like this one right here. How do you close on a home that still has a mortgage?
Make enough money on the back end to pay it off. And let the seller know, hey, this is what we're agreeing to, but we got to pay this mortgage first, and then do, what is it, an addendum, where you let it know, like, hey, this is being paid. I actually, my second wholesale deal was just like that. I let them know the title, you know, will be given to you based on this. You can just work that thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Love it.
And then one more suggestion for that is today, if you're in the Facebook group, I listed over 10 different lenders.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that.
So what you can do is, I'm going to give you guys some gems, okay? What you can do is if the home, let's say the home has a mortgage on it, let's say, for example, let's say they listed the home for $20,000 and the home has $15,000 mortgage on it. So if you go list a home for, if you list in a home for $25,000, right, or you list in it for $30,000, now you can get another lender to pay that off, because at the end of the day, that lender just wants the note. So that's just another way for you guys to be able to get in there. And if you're interested, I know some of you guys are like, well, man, what's up with this Facebook group? I'm going to go ahead and drop the link for the Facebook group. I wasn't going to plug it tonight, but we back, right, season two. And what the Facebook group is, it's our community, right? We over close to 600 strong in the Facebook group all over the country, $20 a month. You can cancel any time. But again, I'm going to tell you, if you want your true value, please stay in that group at least 6 months, because you're going to get everything you need. You can search the search, and it's a $20 investment. What do you spend $20 on to have people like Artina, to have Terry, to have all of these different people? Sarita's in here. Kara's in here. Like, I'm seeing all of our group members. First of all, if you're in the group, I want you to put in the chat. You know, go ahead and put your hands up, put the thumbs up. Make sure you let yourself be known. But again, it's a family atmosphere, right? And it's all about when we post wins, losses, questions. Just get engaged in a group to complement your course.
And Byron, let me, I also want to add, like, get into these groups because you may not have friends and family that's going to support you. You know, like, it's your vision, it's where you want to go. And, you know, sometimes people will give their advice to you because of their fears. It's more like a reflection of what they did and didn't do. And, you know, I'm not saying that everybody that does this is a full-on entrepreneur. A lot of people still have their 9-to-5. But sometimes we're like seeking validation from people, right? And they didn't even go and do anything with their goals and their dreams, but you asking them, what should I do? So in the moment that you don't have people in your circle to support you, you need groups like this. You need, like, you have to limit who and what you expose yourself to